Pike Building, 106.7 WJFK. Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I know.
You are a good whore.
Thank you.
La 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 la.
Buzz.
Yes.
Your microphone sounds funky.
Yes, it does.
My God, what's wrong with that?
They worked on it over the weekend.
It really sounds funky today.
How do you like it?
I guess they didn't check it.
No, they did. They checked it.
They checked it?
It was fine when they checked it.
You want to smack it?
The microphone or the board? Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that usually works.
A good sock.
Is that better?
That way it is for now.
Test one.
Test two.
Test one.
Test three.
Testicle. Hello.
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 Okay. There you go.
Very good.
So, let me see. We all had lots of weekends to tell you about.
Yes, we did.
But I know that I'm not the only one with a story to tell. And I don't even know how much of my story I want to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I kidding? I'm going to tell you everything.
Of course you do. That's okay, what you then. Do.
But both of you guys, you know, had weekends, too. I mean, Buzz comes in right away, says he was going to go to a romantic getaway with his wife, goes to some fancy hotel.
Imagine how thrilled I was when the pool was filled with children.
Children everywhere.
It's a spa on Valentine's Day weekend. I don't
get it. President's Day weekend.
Full of their bacteria.
No, wait. Did you think it was Valentine's weekend?
Well, yeah, for a lot of people it was. This was the weekend to celebrate that.
No, it wasn't.
It was at this particular hotel that enticed me with champagne and chocolates.
So they continued their Valentine's promotion into this weekend?
That was their weekend. They were offering the Valentine's Day package, and I bit.
And foolishly forgot that the kids are out of school on Monday.
Nowhere on there did it say no children allowed.
When it says spa, I don't expect the pool to be teeming with children.
So you walk down in your Johnny Weissmuller.
The leopard skin thong.
Yeah.
You can say it.
And Marcia goes down.
With his codpiece on.
Her robe on and nothing underneath.
That's right.
Two of you are ready to get it on in the shallow end.
Is that so wrong?
And all of a sudden, you know, there's Johnny and Billy and Boogers floating in the water. And
all the children screaming, Buzz?
Yes, passing diseases back and forth to one another to take home to their families.
And incidentally, that is the philosophy of Buzz Burbank. All children are diseased.
Well,
they're diseased. They're carriers.
They're carriers.
Right? They're carriers.
To be fair.
Like, is that why you use the vermin reference?
Not all of them. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Not all of them are ill.
Yes,
God bless them.
He was really pissed in the office.
Is worse, kids in the pool at the spa you went to or strollers?
Oh, gosh. In the overall scheme of life, I'd have to say strollers.
Strollers.
I'll get over the weekend.
But what if you went to the pool more regularly? I mean, if it was like part of your regular
I would understand that and expect that. It's just that the brochure did not show a swimming pool full of children.
So you were really, as far as this spa weekend, you were looking forward to the pool, right?
Yeah, well,
as much as anything else?
In this very cold weather, an indoor pool sounded delightful.
I would imagine so.
Sure.
But were there any romantic restaurants that this place featured?
Oh, they were nice enough.
Were they teeming with children also?
And the whole place was crawling with them. The hallways, you could barely navigate the hallways. And it was spooky because they were all approximately the same height.
So they frightened you, the children?
They were all the same size. I think there were four kids in every room.
Oh, poor Buzz.
Buzz does not like children.
No, I like them fine. I don't like kids.
No, you don't like them. They ruined your weekend.
I don't like them in crowds.
They ruined your weekend.
Individually, they're fine.
You know what? It's funny. When you mentioned the thing about the pool,
mm-hmm.
I told Mike in the office before the show, this is just a funny, weird how things like sometimes connect and don't connect. You had an issue with the pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going up to Minneapolis this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter's moving into a new house.
All right.
So I'm going to go up to help supervise and see what's happening up there with their family.
Good.
And anyway, my ex, you know, the sewage treatment gal, long ago.
STD.
We're past that.
She no longer works there, right?
She does not.
No, she does not.
She did, though.
Former.
She goddamn right she
for
did.
For a good long time.
for nearly the entire time that she pined about the one that got away.
Yes, you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. Where else could she go?
Until she met Major Dad.
Nowhere.
But really. So they're saying to me, you know, being as the house is not really ready and all the furniture's not there and everything, you know, maybe a hotel, you know. Uh-huh. Think about a hotel. Well, she mentioned, now this is Amy, my daughter mentions to me that Dawn, my ex, you know, I was married when I was 18, right. you know, for six
right.
months, which
right.
produced this beautiful 29-year-old woman. I think I've gotten her age wrong on the air before.
I think she's 29?
I think I've mentioned that she's like 25 or 26. She's
wow. 29-year-old woman. That would right. follow.
So, anyway, she said, Mom said that there's a new hotel nearby and that you would probably be comfortable in that hotel. And I said, well, that's great. I'll look into that. And then she said, oh, and incidentally, Mom wants to know if you check into that hotel, they got a real nice pool. Can she go swimming?
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it was so just...
She's really excited about the hotel.
Just an awkward moment for
everybody me. Wants to use the indoor pool.
I guess so.
Sure.
I guess I said, you know, sure. You know, I mean, you know, we've gone from, you know, nearly 20 years. Now I'm talking about, you know, about mm-hmm. Dawn and I, mm-hmm. you know, over 20 years virtually not speaking.
Right.
To now.
Can I use your pool?
Sure.
Your hotel?
I'm going to come to town to see our daughter and
be yes. a fun little trick that you could play.
Come use the pool.
You actually have her, you know, use the pool and then like on her second lap. Call security and ask her for the hotel room key.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be fun.
Or ask her to use the outside pool.
But actually, if you called security, you'd have to be stationed like in a place where you could watch
oh,
it happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I just thought it was weird.
It,
was
yeah, just, it is a little odd.
You know, but I said, sure. You know, tell your mom she's more than welcome to
nice.
Use whatever.
I would imagine the temperature has something to do with it up there. I mean, if you've
oh,
got a
God,
good...
Yeah.
indoor pool and there's not access to one, that's probably exciting.
Well, I know when I talked to Amy over the weekend, it was something, the wind chill was something ridiculous, like 40 below.
Yep. An indoor pool would be a nice escape.
Over the weekend. But anyway, and it was plenty cold where I went, too. That's all I will tell you for now.
Right.
Mike had a weekend, too. See, how weird is this? I had a pretty good weekend, which I think on a regular weekend would not be the Trump winning weekend.
Uh-huh.
But I think I had the winning weekend out of everybody here.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I know that Robert had a road trip planned with his kid and then got like halfway up there and Big Dummy forgot a bunch of medicine and stuff and had to screw up his plans. Uh-huh. But that wasn't anything like Buzz being irritated about the bathroom. About the swimming pool.
Pool full of kids.
The swimming pool. Would you?
Just
I think,
full of them.
I think you did
elbow
refer,
to elbow.
I think you did refer to the pool as a giant bathroom.
It was like a bowl of children.
That's what he said.
A bowl of children.
But really, nothing will top Mike today.
Okay.
I just wrote down, while Mike was just talking in the office,
mm-hmm.
I just wrote down some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say anything that's over the line, you tell me and I'll hit the button.
Okay, absolutely.
I'll delete it out.
All right.
Mike is...
Do you want me to elaborate on any of this?
No, I'll just toss these out. These are just talking
Shall
points.
I comment or do you just want to go through them?
Mike has realized that he is an annoyance to his girlfriend.
I see.
As he has been to every woman that he's ever been involved
Ooh.
With.
I believe so, yeah. Well, I believe so.
Also said by Mike before the show, it's mm-hmm. simply the cycle of life.
Could be.
And then also said by Mike,
mm-hmm.
why don't they love me like they did the first day they met me?
Yes.
He really,
well,
he really,
I
he
can
really
all say that.
I said
then,
that.
Then
I felt that way
yeah.
this weekend.
He said perhaps it's him. Mm-hmm. Then he also said something about buying a dress.
Mm-hmm.
There was something you said while...
Buying a dress turned into, do you want to change me? And that to me was, you know, a sign once again that I'm, you know, maybe I'm becoming annoying.
I see.
You know, that's the way. When it would be like, I think earlier in the relationship would have been along the lines of, you know, going out to get a dress would have been fun.
Flattering.
You know, flattering. Hey, you're right. coming along for right. this. Instead, it's like, you know, are you trying to change me? And that's, you know, that's really not what it's about.
No.
Well, I believe that Mike and Carla are becoming a real couple.
Yes, that's how you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't have to be fun, does it?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I love her to death, and she claims to love me.
Uh-huh.
And it just was one of those weekends where I realized just, you know, maybe I'll be 80 years old, and I'll realize that what the truth is that just after a certain period of time, obviously different periods of time with different women,
right.
I become, you know, what I am to all of them, which is just one big annoyance. And in this particular case, you know, maybe it's exasperated more by all the other factors, you know, my advanced age, the fact that I am probably more set in my ways now, and you know, it's just for a while you're cruising along.
You mentioned the movie thing.
Yeah,
now, you know,
yeah, the
now,
movie
now
thing.
Now that's a small thing, but you
it's
know
small,
that happens.
Look, and I don't dispute that it's not absolutely true. But it didn't hurt any less because it was true. And the comment made when we were coming out of the movie that we have always gone to the movies you want to go see. We don't go to any of the movies I want to go see.
Oh,
and it was the first time we'd really had that discussion.
That's a threshold.
And you might think mellow.
Does Hillary Duff have a new movie out? Is that what she wanted to say?
No, I have no idea. No, you know
do the Olsen twins have a new movie out?
Do you know what the movie was? And
did your girlfriend want to see Nanny McPhee?
Nanny McPhee. we've already seen Nanny McPhee.
Many little kid jokes
in there.
What did she want to see?
Walked the Line, and has for quite some time, and I probably didn't want to go see that one, and I should have just said yes. That's a good movie, highly regarded, and that's an example.
You're lying. She wanted to see Curious George.
Curious George, that was the one. It was just, and it seemed like every time I turned around this weekend, it was like that, and I just, it made me sad. The movie thing was not anger.
No.
There was anger. There were moments of anger. The dress thing was anger. The movie thing was sadness.
A realization.
It was sadness. And it's just like, and I think I took a deep breath and just went, here's reality. Here it is. Here's reality. You know, things are still done for me. Things are wonderful in that regard. You know, I'm happy with my girlfriend. I'm delighted. I realized very, very sincerely that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a true, and I'm what I, but wait a minute, but I'm what I've always been.
True.
You know what I am to these women?
What?
An annoyance.
Well, eventually.
I am, just like I was to Joe. It's just like that. It's everybody, and it's February, and everybody doesn't like me, and I'm tired of it.
We like you.
Well, it's good to purge. I purged to you a little bit this morning, and
I love you.
And I love you too, Rob. And it's nice to come in here. Now I kind of understand what you've done all these years because you've always used this vehicle as kind of getting stuff off your chest and purging, and I'm not going...
Sure, all the stuff that you don't have the balls to say to her in person.
I will not go to...
I mean, I did it for years with Frida. Come on, let's be honest.
I will not go to a professional because I don't believe in that. I really don't.
Gotcha.
You know,
fair enough.
And not to knock people that do, all for that. You want to go to see somebody? It's been nothing but crap for my life. That has been nothing but... That has caused me a world of hurt.
Whoa. You don't want to go to see a therapist with your chick.
Oh, God, no. No, I'm not talking about the chick. I'm talking about therapy in general.
Oh, for you?
Like, just to go see somebody for me, and I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that.
No, Mike, it's very simple. You have, it's called BOTR syndrome.
I'm not taking any stuff either. I'm not going to take any stuff.
BOTR syndrome, yes.
What's that?
Bloom off the rose syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know what it is?
It's not just you. It's all of us.
You go through a period of time, and I want to call this the cycle of breaking wind. All right.
Yes. Okay.
This is
part of LONCS, lack of new car smell in the relationship.
Yeah. And here's the cycle. Although it's not as severe as it will be, but I know it'll be more severe down the road. It goes to you talked about this. You didn't want to do. You didn't want to break wind in front of your lady. Your friend. This is a new relationship. Well, it was like that with me.
Not really a relationship.
I talked to. We're going to get to that.
No. It's just you're putting words in my mouth.
I apologize. You're going away with someone you don't want to. When you're making a new impression on somebody,
I went away.
A first impression.
Yes, this weekend for an overnight trip with someone, and I was concerned about noises from the bathroom.
And I had mentioned to you that I was so concerned when I started dating Carla that I would actually go outside. go outside the house.
Right, in
physically
the cold.
Yeah. In the cold, go outside the house. Then you go
How
through
gallant
the,
of you.
And then you go through the period of time where you kind of do it, and it's kind of, oh, silly. And now we're at the stage where, you know, it's like, oh, that's disgusting. And you know, and the little, the cycle of breaking wind is very similar to the cycle of relationships, uh-huh. where look, it's not disaster. It's just sad because you realize that the honeymoon period, and you know, hey, I think I had a pretty long honeymoon. You know, well over 2 years I've had this honeymoon
That's
period.
Good. That's
and
good.
It's, you know, it's just, I felt really like I was kind of an annoyance this weekend, and I don't doubt that I was. And it's just, I don't have to be happy about it.
You know
in
why?
Fact,
you
in
know
fact,
why?
It, you it put cut? Me into a very severe depression yesterday when I was at Costco.
Did you or did you not get your way all weekend? Did you or did you not?
Pretty much, I suppose, yeah.
Well, then what's the complaining? I mean, if you got your way...
Well, I used to get my way, and she would fake it that she liked it.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
They all do that.
I understand.
I'm trying to think, like, getting my way. No, the only issue of that would be the movie thing. The movie was definitely, you know, it was the movie was kind of the last straw. And it wasn't a movie that that she liked, and it wasn't a movie that you know, that a woman would necessarily like, because it had a lot of bare breasts in it.
Who was it?
So Mrs. Henderson Presents, it's about the lady that owned the topless theater. In London. It was a good movie. But it was also kind of one of those British artsy flicks,
I was
too.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I bet that's not as good as...
I think
cheaper.
Judy Dench nominated for an Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken.
It's no cheaper by the dozen, too.
Oh, Jesus. Please.
Did Judy go topless?
No. But Bob Hoskins did.
Nice. Speak up.
So you are an annoyance, you believe?
This weekend, I believe I was an annoyance. Feeling a little low. I always tell people this is the crappiest month of the year, and it is.
Yeah. Always.
And I maintain that, and it's always a crappy month for me. Things always get better in March, and this was just everything.
You had a great hitting streak, though.
What do you mean?
You've been with this woman for 2 years.
Yes.
And this is
almost 2.5. Wow.
And this is really the first time that she's noticed the way that you are.
Yeah.
This is the first time.
Well, maybe she has a long time ago. It's the first time I became aware that she's noticed the ABCs of me.
It's the first time.
And just really, but it isn't that great a package, you know.
It's the first time that she feels comfortable enough in the relationship to stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
To let you know.
Which means, boy, I know you're fond of her, but right now, cut bait. you want to go find another one.
Now stop it. That'll hurt her feelings.
Oh, I don't mean to hurt her feelings.
Yes, don't hurt her feelings.
I'm just going on the plan that I'm working on.
I don't have any intention of doing that.
For the rest of my life. Yes. I find on planning just...
That's what you're going to do?
Just a string of women who will treat me nicely until they find out what a jerk-off I am.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they find out, it'll be, well, oh, that's, you know, too late.
There are far too many things right now that even that out. I can't just cut bait because think I would.
I'm kidding.
I don't think I'd be able to. You
pros
know.
Outweigh the cons. Sure.
No, come on.
But I really, really felt you're right. It's exactly what had happened. That maybe, this is the first time where it's just like, okay, hey, just shut up. And I know I bring some good stuff to the table. I was actually doing a mental inventory.
Yeah.
I was, Rob. I was doing an inventory of the things I bring to a relationship that make me a good guy.
That's
true.
Number one, I am generous in a relationship. I am generous. I will participate in things they want to do, and I'm also, you know, a generous person as far as giving things, you know, material things as well as giving of myself. I think I'm generous. Now, on the other side, in the other column, you put the negative.
Okay.
I am, my friends, and this is the truth, they all say the same thing to me. If I'm not bitching, I'm not living. I am, you know this. You travel with me, you know that. If I'm a chronic...
I don't know this person you're talking about, Mike. I only know sweet, sensible, down-to-earth guy who couldn't lose his temper. My God.
Where does this come from?
Somebody, if God came down and ripped off his head and took her, may I have another? Okay, so you say some of your friends say you bitch about stuff too much.
No, I know I do. I know that in the car. Especially in the car. It's nonstop when I get in an automobile. It is pretty much nonstop.
All right, so
so that's the little balance there.
You give,
so
you bitch.
You're generous, but you bitch about stuff.
All right, negative number two.
Okay.
I'm overweight and older.
Okay.
You know?
Fat and old.
But the balance back, I am an outstanding lover.
Okay, another time.
Good for you.
Bordering on, I could write books about it.
All right. So.
And it's my youthful experimentation that makes that happen.
That's true.
Oh, did you see all the Photoshop that we've gotten?
No, I haven't seen any of it.
Do me a favor.
I haven't
just walk
seen
out into the hallway and look at the bulletin board.
God, no.
Is that where it is?
Just go look at the bulletin board.
I haven't seen this yet.
You'll see it. We got about 300 of them over the weekend.
Don't leave that up
at our website.
That's the stuff they're going to get mad at. They're going to blame me for that.
That's true.
All right. Yeah, like you'd put that up.
My face. I didn't see that.
You posted.
You know, I got to keep my head was down. Walking in here, my head was down. My head was down.
Yeah, John said that at our website, at donandmikewebsite.com, that we must have received maybe 300 Photoshop about, you know, strap-on. And
while I'm on a roll, number three, okay. Yeah. Thank you for taking that down.
Pluses and minuses of Mike.
Okay, hold on. Here's another negative.
Relatively accurate. Okay. I'm sensitive as far as, you know, emotional, sensitive, that type of sensitive and emotional.
You're too sensitive.
Sensitive, emotional, but on the other side of that, I can be melodramatic, too. Which I do a lot of.
Drama queen.
Sensitive in the good column.
Right.
Okay. Melodrama in the back.
All right, so thus far we have generous is good, bitch about stuff is bad, fat and old, but an outstanding lover, you're sensitive, but you're a drama queen.
Yeah, and the other one would be very protective.
Okay.
Very, very protective.
That's good.
But with a hair trigger. I have a temper. I have a bad temper.
That's right.
Winner, 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 winner.
There's really no need for you to punctuate with your sound effects.
We were getting some CD interference, Mike.
The
static electricity.
The temper. Well, I've always had that. You know that. But I'm protective and loyal, I would put. I would put protective and loyal on one side. And on the other side, hair trigger with a bad temper. And that's it. That's the small little inventory right there.
Mm-hmm. Hair trigger. Okay,
four good things, four bad things.
All right, yeah. All right, so here's a good generous, outstanding lover, protective and loyal, and sensitive.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, or on the other hand,
bad side.
Bitches about stuff, fat and old, drama queen,
right.
And hair trigger temper.
Right. You know that, I mean, and a lot of those, you know, might want to cancel some of the good stuff out, but I don't think so. I think they're all their own category. They're all separate, separate things.
Right.
You know?
But I think she likes you the way you are. It's just
she does.
At some
she
point,
has, she has been very. I have made my feelings known.
You've had the life of Riley. My God, you've had the life of Riley for all of us that have had long-term relationships.
Right.
The last 2 years, all I know is you could go home at night and say to this woman, wash my feet. Didn't she get you a foot massager, for God's sake?
She did.
Yes.
She did.
And she's done all of this, done everything your way. And
now, wait. Paranoia has to enter this somewhere, too.
What?
She finally offers up a little.
Because I am confident, but yet I am insecure. I am confident, but I am insecure, which is absolutely true. Now, that might be a contradiction, but here's the confident part. The confident part would be, really, seriously, one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. The insecure part would say, well, she doesn't want to, touch my feet anymore. which is true.
She got you a foot massager for Valentine's
Day. And it was a great gift. I use it seriously every night.
Did she used to touch your feet?
Yes. Yes, all the time. And you know what? My fault? My fault? I went to the well one too many times.
No.
I got bad wheels.
You became demanding.
Know? Yeah, not demanding. No. Well, maybe a little demanding,
with
yes.
With the feet?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so.
On
the good side, she bought you a wonderful foot massager.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, she won't touch your feet anymore. And you're paranoid, hold on. There was a good one with that.
Paranoid, but at the same time, confident.
Paranoid and confident.
Uh-huh. I'm very confident.
Yes.
You know that. There are certain circumstances where I come into a room and I feel a lot of confidence. You know, I walk into the party like I was walking onto a yacht.
Uh-huh.
No. But that's it. That's not all of it. I know I could probably come up with more, but I think that's a pretty good list. I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah. True.
And I think it's time for me to stop the living in the fantasy world, you know, that it's always going to be, hey, you know, no problem. You know, there's going to be you know, I just, it's a little, you, what did you say, reality has set in?
Yes.
Reality, yes.
Blue Mount the Rose.
Yeah, reality.
Correct. You're, yeah, congratulations. You're in a real relationship.
Yeah.
She finally is telling you that she doesn't like some things that you do.
Yes.
Some
yes.
things that she's put up with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So now.
Now the question
now
is.
Now the big challenge will be,
yeah.
will he handle it? Will he handle it?
And.
Stay
know,
tuned. Stay
and,
tuned.
And to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Or have, will she handle it?
Do you have any complaints about your fair maiden? I mean, drop the positives and negatives. I mean, what is it?
You know what the complaint would be? The what? Complaint would be that she was complaining about me this weekend.
That was it.
That's no, she's gorgeous. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever been with, really. No doubt about that. She's helped me with this diet. Incidentally, 11 and a half pounds
today. Hey, there
today.
You go again. Good for you.
So
now you're off and running
that's,
again.
And that's due, seriously,
yep.
that is due amazingly to her. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. But right, that's it. Good. But doesn't like the movies I like anymore.
Well, just that one.
She probably never did.
Mm-hmm.
She probably just never told you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like all of them.
No, I don't have a lot of complaints. I mean, as far
they're
as...
They're all the same. As
I'm
far
talking
as, about the women folk out there.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Beautiful I think at a certain sweet. Point, if you... And you're right. Reality, it sets in at a certain point. Right. And it does, but, it, you know, it was this weekend, I think. It, or it was this weekend that I became aware of it, that the reality has set in. And
maybe this is the weekend she just had too much of you.
Too much of... I agree.
Too much of you.
Because it was me. It was me. It was just like me, my big fat head right in front of her face the whole time.
Well, why don't we do this? Well, you know.
And I haven't been in the best way. I haven't been in the best way over the last couple of weeks, so I'm sure that it's been difficult to live with me. And then finally it was time to just say enough, I suppose. I don't have to be happy about that right now. I'm not.
No,
I'm not happy about it.
You don't have to.
This is a disgusting Photoshop.
Joe.
Hi, can I talk to Joe, please?
Hold on a sec.
Oh, you look, the Photoshop's disgusting. Well, you should check out the pile of them in John's office.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
So, come on. You got to feel a little better about yourself. Carla can't work with Mike either.
Well, I think she's being unreasonable.
Joe.
Goodbye, Joe.
Funny. Goodbye.
That's
get
funny.
Out of here.
No, everything's going to be fine.
I would get her blood pressure
hello?
Checked. Though.
Donna Mike's show. Hello.
Me?
Yeah. No,
good
get
afternoon,
her.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, listen. I know the underlying reason that Carla's unhappy, and that is because Mike only works half a day.
And you know what?
Factor.
Nobody's ever said that to me either, so that's probably true in the back of everybody's mind. Because you get that a lot, too. People always talk about the fact that we do this. The people that, you know, say that half a day thing. And that was another thing that came from my kid, and now I feel even worse than I did before. Because that was another weekend where it came from another relationship that I've been. Jesus Christ.
Didn't we one time do a list with her, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know what that was. That was right towards the end of it with Laura.
Yeah.
Where you actually asked her to make a list of the things that you did that she didn't like.
Jesus.
Do you remember you really came in like with a list of 20 things?
Yes. That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was not good.
That was not meant to be. If Carly can compose a list like that list... Then things are not meant to be.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
And incidentally, it should be pointed out that the last relationship I was in, I was kicked out of that one. You know, I was offering to change, but was kicked out. Did it work out for the best? I believe so.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
I think so.
I believe so.
Hello.
I think Mike is being a wuss. It's called Welcome to the World of Relationships. All right, just cowboy up and take it.
Cowboy up. That's his advice.
I'll take it. I'm ready to take it. I really am.
Cowboy up. Like
ride him, cowboy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike, I think the caller might still be upset about when you canceled her sleepover from 2 weeks ago.
Okay, stop that.
There we go.
And then, there they go again, once again, getting them confused, your daughters
the
and your
the
girlfriend.
The age jokes are old. I mean, the age jokes don't even...
Oh, I disagree.
I'm bulletproof.
They're
old, some are young.
They're evergreen. They're timeless.
But they're also... They're boring to me. They're boring. I'm tired of it.
Hello. Don and Mike's
show. They bore me, Rob.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
You should be all right as long as you don't walk into a pane of glass or anything like that.
You remember that from, like, way back when?
We all do.
That was one of my favorite stories of all time.
How do people remember stuff that I like? I mean, I remember. He's talking about, like, Thanks that night before Thanksgiving when I walked into the pane of glass.
Because that was really the beginning of the end over there.
How do you remember that?
Great story. I don't know, man.
You told it on the radio.
Was I that specific? Because that really was.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the day after. That was when I got the news. Really?
See, well, I don't think you said on the radio that was the beginning.
No,
of the
you
end.
Didn't tie them together.
Yeah, but just in listening.
Really?
Curious to get with you.
Sounds to me like you're not my stalker, are you?
Hold on, are you being paranoid now?
Yeah, I'm being paranoid.
But confident.
On the list.
But confident.
Mm-hmm.
And generous.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding lover.
Always. Mm-hmm. And thank you for mentioning the good stuff again.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen,
how's
it?
I don't know.
You do like to have your feet massaged.
Yeah.
Hello. She won't do it anymore, though.
She does occasionally.
Gentlemen, I have two words for you.
Yeah.
Asian women.
Gotta say, after my weekend with my mail order bride, I might not disagree with you, my friend.
You had a good time.
Women, they will do anything for you and never complain.
Yeah, you're telling me nothing beats opening that box when I got home from work on Friday.
Did you get the crowbar to open it? Wasn't it wooden? Wasn't
it
similar to the Christmas story?
Yes, fragile. Yeah, and I mean, I pry that baby open with the crowbar, and I go through all of the peanuts, all of the styrofoam peanuts, and then I finally hear under there, hello. Hello, and there's my little disposable China doll.
And aren't you presented really right with a tray of hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah.
When you open up the grate,
topless tray of hors d'oeuvres,
incredible.
Topless tray of hors d'oeuvres,
incredible.
And the best part is, I just left her on the side of the Pennsylvania Turnpike
after the weekend was over
in Breezewood, town of motels.
Breezewood, you paid them for it. Lovely Breezewood.
Just left her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I was just wondering, I called on Friday and suggested you do something, Don, on the weekend and say that's how I roll to your female companion. I'm wondering if...
oh, yes, that's exactly what I did.
I remember that call.
Right in the middle of the room, just like a dog. I relieved myself. That's exactly what
that's
I did.
That's how I roll.
That's exactly what I did.
That's how I roll, baby.
Okay. Well, let's just start the show.
You want to?
Let's start the show.
All right.
Oh, Mike. Hey, come on.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Sure. You're over there really contemplating this crap, right?
No, I was looking at that.
All of those Photoshop things of
that. Try not to stare at that.
Mike being abused by someone with a strap on.
Oh,
here's your favorite part. Hold on.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, 2 and 4, or please, haha, check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Bend me, shape me, fold me, mutilate me. Oh, this is the American breed. We start with today.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Pretty strong song to start a show with. Let's see what happens now. Oh, I got your special intro.
Thank you.
Hold on. That's the wrong one. You know, I really got to get a...
What's the matter? One moment, please.
I'm sorry. This is my fault. There are simply too many elements now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be Doc Ock.
Yeah.
There's too much. I mean, we got to...
Too many?
I'm sorry. I've stopped the show.
No.
This is totally on me.
When you say too many elements, you're talking about you play too many sound effects in too many separate machines to start the show.
To simply start the show beyond the stuff that's in the computer, like...
The Don and Mike Show.
That.
Hello.
You know what?
This is
crap.
All different buttons.
Also, here's... Now, I have four machines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just mad at myself for screwing up that... putting the wrong one
to
in.
To play like a dozen tapes.
I got the Laughing Place. That's on one, like, little 8-track.
Right.
Then the Open the Door is on another one. Then This Happens Between 3 and 7 is on another one. And then the Applause is on the other one. So, while they're playing, and right. while the record's playing, I'm having to reach over and take out one,
and
I still have, still to come, I still have
Rob's How Come You Don't Treat Those Jews Nice.
Right.
Then I've still got The Stream.
Uh-huh.
Then I've got The Phone Throw.
Right.
Then I've got the Shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got The Taser. And I've got the CTU phone.
Right. So what is the problem?
The problem is that we don't have... Oh, I get what you just did. Yeah. You just made a joke.
I know.
The problem is...
Too much.
Too many.
We have too many tapes, mm-hmm. and we don't have enough tape machines to play all of the tapes.
Don't worry.
And I get frustrated when I lose my place.
Sure.
This is not me bitching about the computer or anything else.
No. When the new technology arrives...
Oh, please.
This is a little OCC, too, isn't it? Aren't you kind of OCC about the opening
OCC.
Of the show? It's got to be OCD.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it when things run out of order. There's a natural order. I stack the goddamn tapes.
Are you superstitious about that?
No, not really.
It's a flow. It's a right and a wrong.
It's just when you're listening and it's supposed to be the thing that says, how come you don't like those nice Jews? And instead it's the boop, 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 boop. Right. I just feel like it's
like we're going to take a phone call.
Yes.
And you almost leaned to the phone bank when that happened.
You almost
thought to cover that, you should take a phone call.
I almost did, but then I thought, you know, that's
another element.
That's idiotic. Because why would I take a phone call in the opening of the show?
Right.
Mix it up?
I don't know. I'm generous. I'm being a drama queen, I believe.
No, I don't think so.
I'm paranoid. God damn, I'm paranoid. I'm confident, too, though.
Yeah, very.
I am an outstanding lover. This could be my list. Although I definitely do not like the way this studio is set up.
Mm-hmm. On my list, that would be a definite yes. Yeah. I love the way it's set up.
Is that a good or a bad?
That's a good.
That is a good?
I love it.
Okay,
I have so much room.
Really?
Look at you.
I am sorry. This is embarrassing to me. This is just embarrassing.
You shouldn't be embarrassed.
Now I'd like to go
what
back
you've
home
done
and
is
just
you...
start the show over again. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling everybody everything you hit.
Do what
just
you
go,
want.
Just go get my... I can't do what I want,
oh,
Buzz.
Well, no, I mean with the show.
If I could do what I want, I'd be in a boat somewhere.
Well, true.
It could be worse. We could be in front of a swimming pool full of children.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, well...
The Don and Mike Show.
And if we all could do what we want, we'd be having boat races.
Listen, I know that we already did all this, but
hello.
I'm nutty like this. And I forgot to play this one, another tape.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Yeah, let me just watch you. So the song is playing. And when I'm doing like, hello.
Oh, hi there.
Okay, that's...
Hello.
Add to the computer. Play that as much as you want. Then you got to...
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
But I didn't even open your door yet.
How's your...
I don't know.
How's your Breezewood?
Town of motels. I'm with you.
I had a great weekend in Breezewood. Beautiful. No kids.
Hey.
So it's very nice. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gowdy and all the ships at sea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Gowdy over Gowdy. Yeah.
And that...
I'm Gowdy over Gowdy.
That's the way they roll, baby. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say, you would never hear the late, great Kurt Gowdy, who passed away this weekend. You'd never hear him at the beginning of a basketball game, a football game, or the Olympics or something, saying, oh, my God, we played the wrong tape. I got to stop and start over again.
No, Kurt Gowdy, class act.
He wouldn't do it. He's not an idiot like me.
You're among friends. Yeah, but I don't think Kurt Gowdy could entertain like you.
Right. Sometimes I feel like Jack Nicholson in that movie when he couldn't walk down the street without having his foot touch the line on the sidewalk.
OCD. And he had all the bars of soap.
Yeah, right.
As good as it gets.
God damn it. I hate that. Now the show's ruined today.
No, I hardly think so.
I'm serious. Forget it. Let's just go home. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday,
0221 on 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, yeah, he's retarded. Thank you, Buzz. Here's the phone number, 877-365-3636, or 800-636-1067, or 432-1067, or go to our website and get our fabulous internet stream.
That, to me, appears to look like spring water.
It's digital.
Sure it do.
It's clear.
Mike, it's clear, and I've got news for you. It's pure gin.
Ooh. Hey.
There you go.
More, more, more.
Just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live. You'll get the stream.
Hello.
And it's drinkable today.
Yeah.
But watch out, it's flammable.
Yeah.
Highly flammable today.
Oh, man. Don't let a match.
And then what you want to do is shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Mike's trying it.
Okay,
oh, hello, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's delightful.
Now all I got to do is get all
ran it right through the copper coil.
There you go. Now we're off. Now we're off.
We're set to go.
All the tapes. All the tapes.
Things are okay.
All set. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rob. Okay.
All set.
Okay, we're set.
We're ready to go.
Woo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
I'm ready to kill myself about the opening of the show.
I feel great.
I thought it's always been fantastic. Hey, Mike, you forgot the one most important quality that women just absolutely have to have. That would be.
Oh, are you talking about for Mike, or are you talking about with men in general?
No, for Mike. You know, women say the most important thing about a man is their sense of humor.
That's true. Well, that goes without saying.
Right.
And I filed that under confidence. But thank you.
And Mike, you are the...
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I should have left him on. I gave him the TiVo bonk.
Yeah. And what's the bad that would go with that one, though? What's the bad of being funny? Not listening.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought I'd put that on the list. I don't listen really well.
That is Mike's show. Hello.
It's true, though.
Good afternoon, everybody.
True list.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike, when's the big wedding day? Did you set a date yet?
Yeah, you might
and
as well
Is the whole entire Boston Red Sox team coming too?
I wish.
I want to be your best man, buddy.
That would be a fantasy.
And I know
old and young, too.
And I know that
have the real standoff that I'd look forward to with you up there. Because I'd have him in the wedding party, too.
Yaz the fag.
You and Yaz. And I'd sit there right late at the rehearsal dinner, really late, and I'd bring you over. Hey, Don, somebody wants to meet you.
I would walk right up to him. There are two things I promise you. Tomorrow we're going to have that feeble G. Gwen Liddy fossil on the show.
Yes.
I promise you, I am going to ask him about him relieving himself in the studio in Tupperware
when
the hardball guy was here.
Okay.
Because he's such a doddering old man.
Right.
Also, if at your wedding,
right,
Yaz was there,
yes,
I would walk up to him and say, "Hey, you're a fag." I would.
That is, there are two fantasies at play there. That's Yaz as at my wedding, and you walking up to him and saying that at my wedding. Hey, Yaz,
you're a fag. No,
he's still rather towering, man.
I would. It would have to be something like now the Liddy thing. That I promise.
Yeah.
I'll ask about that.
Well, that
tomorrow.
Can be asked in a legitimate way, and I will, like I always do. I will say it's a legitimate question.
Now the Yaz thing.
I've always done in moments like that.
I mean, when push comes to shove, I would walk up to Carl Yastrzemski, and I
right.
would say, "There has been. You know what? I bet I could win the guy over.
Yes,
I bet
I know
if I spent some time with like."
I don't know if you could. He's tough. I hear he's a tough guy. He doesn't like the media at all.
Said my best friend Mike. You know, he's a big Red Sox. I've had a running joke like that. You're a fag. I know
right.
you're not a fag. I know you'd never be a fag. But could you just come over and could I just introduce you as Yaz the Fag?
That's more of a realistic scenario. Wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun.
He might go for that.
You never know. I mean, they're ball players. They do all those kind of things.
That's
pranks
true.
And all.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I would like to ask Mike, why do you think your life is so bad?
I know.
My brother and I were just talking about it. Well, you
I don't think my life... I don't,
and I don't understand why. You've
well,
got
because that's
to...
what I do.
Now you're allowed
well, why, though?
I do. Well, do you don't complain about anything?
Well, you've worked hard. I know that, but you
No,
got,
excuse me. I answer my question.
The world.
Hold on a second. You don't complain about anything.
Well, I have valid complaints.
Oh, so yours are valid. Oh,
mine.
Well, screw that.
Hold on. Mike's complaints are very valid. Our show is based on us talking about what's going on in our lives. Mike's having a bit of a moment right now.
But I'm not, realization.
What I'm talking
about
having
a moment about something, though.
Well, excuse me.
Well, to be honest, you know, so am I. So go screw yourself.
You're in a different situation, though, obviously.
No, listen. What are you talking about? Because Frida passed away? Jesus Christ. How many times did I tell you about every facet of my life of over the past 20 years when Frida was alive?
Let me ask you a question, sir. If you're driving along, are you from this area, the Washington, D.C. area?
No.
Are you from Sacramento?
No.
Why is that always your first thought?
Where are you from?
Nevada.
Nevada. Well, yes. You know, are you from Reno?
Yes.
Well, drive over that mountain because you're in the wrong town. You are in the wrong town. No.
Why, because I made an observation?
Yes, because you made a stupid, insensitive remark that I don't care for.
This would be where Mike is being paranoid.
Paranoid
yet
and confident.
Confident.
That's right.
Mike, yeah. Don't cry. I don't want to upset you. I just called to see.
Now.
You know, you got a great life.
Let me just say, hold on a second. You're coming dangerously close to Mike's hair trigger temper.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay.
And, well, that's what you want, isn't it?
No. I just don't understand. You've got an
acceptable life. Don't think I don't know you've got a hidden agenda.
Dude, hold on one second. Please.
Okay.
Let me speak some sense to you. I don't care if you're Mike. I don't care if you're me, if you're Buzz, if you're anybody. Let's be honest. And I swear to Christ, I'm being serious with you. Are you a man? This is not like a put-down contest. Are you a man?
Obviously, yes.
Yes. Are you in a relationship with a woman?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Doesn't that bitch, even though you love her, doesn't she just piss you off sometimes to the point that you say, my God, on the inside you're saying, I cannot stand another moment of this. You must let me have my way.
Just about every other day, yes.
Okay, then shut the frig up, because all Mike is doing is saying the things that none of us have the balls to say to these women to their faces. Good day. I said good day.
Good day.
Pep talk over.
Thank you.
Pep talk over.
Thank you, friend. Well done. Thank
pep
you for doing it.
Pep talk over.
You said it better than I could have said it. I think
generous,
you got the point.
Sensitive. Paranoid, pompous, confident.
You put pompous in
there.
That's good.
Well, you got to put
pompous has to go in there.
You said to.
We think pompous should go in there. We believe you. We believe you've acted correctly.
Not in Mike.
Hey, I've got one item for each side of the balance sheet.
Oh, do you really? You doing some figuring, did you? Okay, Roger Wilco there, tower guy.
All right, go. What?
Restaurateur on the positive.
Yes.
Drinking problem, negative.
You're right. Can't argue. No argument. Mm. No argument.
I beg to differ.
A little of that this weekend, too. Shocker. Shocker.
A little what, a drinky drink?
Just a little bit.
You get a little blotto?
Like bad.
Oh.
Bad.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
That had nothing to do with Carl and myself.
That didn't make you annoying.
That was just too much red wine.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, I want to tell you something to make you happy.
Yes, I'm happy. Go ahead.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Jack Bauer killed 2 people last night. I hope you watched the episode.
Now, I don't know how many Jack Bauer killed, but I called Rob immediately. That show started with a great killing last night, 24. The guy that had been calling all the shots for the terrorists.
Right. Pretty amazing. You didn't expect to see him go.
Nope. No, it was like
ice the stomach, yep.
In the first 5 minutes, there was like 3 or 4 people killed, right?
And that guy, the blonde-haired guy that's the new villain, has been in a lot of movies. He's been in a lot of movies as a bad guy. So he's a great old... He's a movie bad guy.
Don't you think he's kind of like a low-rent... is that Seymour?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah.
And also, he plays normally, he's typecast like as the German heavy.
Uh-huh. Yes. Like or as the British heavy. Or as the British evil guy.
Yeah,
The prep school bad guy.
Was he in a Die Hard, maybe?
I think he might have been in the one that's my favorite one, the one with Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I think
he might have been one of the Krauts that was, excuse me, Germans, that was stealing gold.
He's perfect, though. What a great. In fact, I didn't care for the other villain that much.
Right.
And I thought this new guy's a good new guy.
Do you think Lynn McGill's going to lose it?
Yeah.
They're really painting a good picture.
Is he going to lose it? He's already lost.
Going to explode.
He's already completely lost.
But he can't fight his sister.
He can't fight his sister's heroin-addicted boyfriend.
And how about President Hughes?
Oh, my God.
When President Hughes says, I can't talk to the terrorists, and then they say, put him on speaker.
Put him on speaker.
And now they don't dock it like into a government thing. It's just a regular little phone
right. Where
they just turn the speaker phone on because the president is such a pussy, he's afraid to talk to the bad guys.
And, right. You know, I am getting tired of President Logan making all the wrong moves.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I really am.
I'm loving it.
I hate it. Last night he pissed me off. He really did.
Oh, no, but come on. What about Gene Smart getting into the car right at the end?
That was great. And listen, you know what makes that a great show? The fact that I didn't see that coming. I said, I thought she's going to throw a fish. She's going to make a scene, and then she just gets into the car. That is brilliant.
But don't you just want at one point this season for Mike Novick to go, come on!
Yes.
Come on!
What's with you two?
Get it right!
God!
Stop it.
Outstanding show. That is 24.
It is the best.
Now, can I just urge you guys, let's live in this moment right now.
Yes.
See how we all just discussed 24?
Smiling.
Right? Let's see if tomorrow we can devote the same amount of time to a stupid American Idol. Okay? Can we wrap it up like in a 2 minute?
Guaranteed.
Really?
I guarantee it.
Okay.
I mean, you put a time limit on it, I will do it. I will do it, you know, within reason. I don't want 30 seconds.
It's on three nights this week.
Yep. It's a two-hour episode. Rob just put that in front of me. It's a two-hour episode.
Hello. Not a mic show.
I'll need 8 minutes.
Hello. Hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I ain't watching it tonight either. First name Will, last name Power.
That's right.
There you go, buddy.
Well, it's settled into that regular pattern. You're not going to have the same kind of drama that there were on previous episodes. However, they do still do a little behind-the-scenes stuff with them.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right with you. Go to American Idol.
Voting begins 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Shut up. What? What
do you want? I'm with you with that comment about the women. I just hope my wife is in the car and listening.
Hold on, come again?
I think he's an angry man. I think, yeah. And I'd like to say I am more.
Oh, did you say you hope your wife
is listening?
Well, hold on.
What?
Well, then,
what do you hope she'll get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would understand what you're saying if you.
I want to make sure that something's clear because I'm going to call Carla during the commercial break to find out if everything's all right. Yeah. And I don't know what the reaction's going to be. I really don't. Yeah. And the thing is, I want to make it real clear that I was more sad than I was angry. I was not. There were very few moments of anger and a lot of moments of, you know, like that. And everything was kind of left to that last night and this morning in a very good way.
Oh,
I just thought I'd share everything. Everything else I told you is true.
But the guy on the phone, what are you saying now? Do you want to say something about your wife that you hope she won't hear?
No, I'm saying I'm right there with you, and I understand. But I hope the women out there understand that, too. So I hope she's out there.
No, they don't. That's the whole thing. It's a chemical imbalance.
That's why I hope she's listening.
God bless Alan Goodman. That comes from Alan Goodman. We got to give him credit where credit. You remember that when he said, it's all D. You remember that day he said that to us? D. It's all chemicals.
And Dr. Goodman was right.
Yes. Dr. Alan Goodman.
And I think he was right.
Professor of Human Relations at the University of Brooklyn.
I was having some goddamn ridiculous argument with Frieda on the telephone and hung up, and the guy who was our general manager, who was wearing a beret and watercoloring at the time.
He was.
Not kidding.
He had an easel set up in his office.
He was having like a nervous breakdown, a midlife crisis. Turned. Hey. It's chemicals.
It's all chemicals, nothing to worry about.
They're all the same. They've got chemical issues.
It's chemicals.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. Come on. How do you like my landscape?
Let's break. You call your girlfriend.
I will.
And then I'll tell you what I did on the weekend.
Very, very good. Really good. Then you had yourself a weekend plan.
I didn't do much.
Really?
Didn't do much.
Uh-huh. Will you reveal the destination?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. Yeah, why not? Sure. Yeah, okay. I got some good stories about some of the nice folk I met.
Oh, very good. All right.
Good. From the good state of New Jersey.
Were there a lot of children in the pool?
Mike, where I was, there were no pool. But I tell you what, they could have, if where I was, you could have, I mean, if you had a toothbrush concession, you could have made out like a bandit.
Really?
And I'm not talking about breath issues.
Like the first two rows of a Willie Nelson concert?
Yes, I'm talking about the people that I saw who were predominantly from the Garden State of New Jersey. I was in some social situations with people just with these snaggle teeth and this guy with the, you know, it's like Joe Piscopo with really, really bad teeth and the chains around the neck and the like I'm standing in this ski lodge bar and I'm wearing a Green Bay Packers leather jacket and I have on a Green Bay Packers much like this one a pullover sweatshirt hoodie thing
right.
And I've even got my faggot Packer gloves on. Okay, so like this guy Snaggletooth, who really has teeth that look like they're dinosaur teeth, and he looks Chinese. He's so drunk. His eyes are just tiny little slits, and he just comes up and he goes, hey, are you a Packers fan?
What do you tell him? Did you look sincerely at him and say no?
Yes, I did. I looked at him and said,
the answer when they do that.
Yeah. I said, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. And the guy was so drunk, he went, that's cool. That's cool.
Of course it is.
Take a team. Take a team.
Unfazed.
And then he would like walk back like 3 or 4 minutes later and go, you got a Packers jacket on.
You couldn't get away from your outfit.
That's right. That's when I just kept holding my hand up to try to find, you know.
You have your Packer socks on when you were wearing that outfit.
Yeah. You bet your ass.
That's good.
Lucky socks.
You kept them on all weekend, right?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All weekend. All weekend long.
There was no foot-on-foot action.
No reason to take them off.
No need. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. He's a tough man.
Oh, John.
G. Gordon Liddy, he's a tough guy.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
The Don and Mike Show.
So we found out about Liddy here.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany,
I'm the fluent in the Holland.
All right, so that's G. Gordon Liddy.
Hello. Now, window to the soul there.
Now,
very scary kid, and I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
So we had
pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
So we had Liddy booked as a guest on the show tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Last week.
And I know that somebody told me he was on Howard's show,
uh-huh.
Right on satellite radio, and thinking great. Get him on the show.
Yeah.
Let's get all the issues out there.
He's hawking a book. Good chance to get him.
Let's talk about him going to the bathroom in the Tupperware. Let's talk about the producer. You know, let's get everything out there.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I made a point of saying to Rob when he would talk to the publicist, you know, tell Liddy it's going to be, we can say anything to him, and he can say anything to us.
Which is what I had said to them.
And Buzz's mic is screwed up again.
Okay.
Buzz, that's not...
Yeah.
There, that's better.
There
Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
So... What happened during the break?
I got an email from his publicist who said, I believe I spoke prematurely. Gordon says it's a no-go.
Oh.
Tell Gordon Liddy, world's toughest, feeblest old man, he's a dried-up, shriveled old prune. And his nuts are the size of nuts.
Pine nuts.
Let's get back to that again.
That's what started our very first feud with
him. Let's get back to what really started things with this psychotic guy who still claims he can kill people with his bare hands, and I swear to God, Mr. Magoo could kick his ass in different ways.
Look who's there. It's Gordon Liddy.
Well, anyway, I don't have time to recap our whole history with the guy.
No.
Suffice it to say that we were approached about having him on the as a guest on the show to promote his book. We said yes.
Right.
We said anything goes. You can say anything to us, and we will offer you the same.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a nice little free-for-all, and you know those usually end up pretty well.
And guess who just pussied out?
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to go elsewhere to learn how to fight terrorism.
Oh, what a shame.
G. Gordon, you big pussy. And it wasn't even live, right? It was on the phone?
I mean,
it wasn't, wasn't in the studio.
All right? I wanted just a phone interview.
Because he wouldn't come into the studio. As he said one time, I've taken on 3 branches of the United States government. I'm not afraid of you.
Really?
Well, you know what happened? They'd run you out of town on a rail.
Really? How about that Indian name? Chief Little Nut.
You know, you should give the history of that.
There's so many
people that don't know what the battle was.
How you doing, Yellowstone? How you doing, Captain Queeg?
Queeg.
Here's the
strawberries.
So long time ago, 10 years ago, whenever me and Mike started here, 15 years ago, they got Liddy on doing the midday show.
Right.
You know, the idiot that screwed up Watergate. So, he's doing this radio show, and he's giving his ridiculous political views, and he's talking about how the woman that he married, he selected a German woman who was big and strong, who could produce him big, strong...
Barely big, strapping sons.
Aryan children.
And she was good at math.
She had no math.
Right. Yeah, she had math skills. Right.
So, one day he's talking on the air, and again, don't delete this out. He's talking about how large his testicles are.
Yes.
And he's having, like, a serious discussion, right?
Right.
So,
wasn't he talking about having reduction surgery?
Yeah, because they were so big.
Right.
He had their reduction surgery.
Special and it's pants. This, it's this area that he would go into where he's, you don't know whether it's a complete farce that he's doing a bit because he's not presenting it as such. He is, if he is, he can, you know, claim that he's got the dry sense of humor. But if he's not, so, he's got these legions of fans out there that, you know, believe.
Many of them with legions. Mm-hmm. Legions with legions. So we get on the air after I hear this and I say, you know, not seriously, but like, I'm like, listen, I'm no homo, but I think I've got pretty big ones. I've been told mine are pretty big. I bet mine are bigger. Why don't we do this? Not in a homo way. Go into the bathroom, get somebody a third person, get a tape measure, and let's measure and see who's got bigger ones.
And it was hysterical. I thought it's one of the funniest things we ever did. Yeah.
You would think that, I mean, really, you would think that I went up to the guy and threatened to kill him or that.
Oh, it was the beginning of a war. Furious.
This is not a laughing matter.
I don't understand.
It's not fine. I'm not measuring. You know, hold on. Keep in mind, you feeble old Mr. Magoo, you're the guy talking on the radio seriously about how big your sack is. So all I did was say, let's measure him.
Mm-hmm. So at one point, I go out into the hallway to find him because he was rolling around out there. And I say, hey, just come on. We'll have some fun with this. Let's go back in. He said, no, I'm not going in there. Oh, come on. Gordon, we will. It'll be a back and forth. You know, you will get your time. We'll get our time. It'll be funny. Trust me. This will be something hysterically funny. He said, listen, I've taken on 3 branches of the United States government. I'm not afraid of you. So it's like, oh, yeah.
God, get a clue.
You're not afraid of what? Of my testicles?
Wait, we're doing a comedy radio show here. Give me a break.
Not afraid of the my mighty nads?
And that's where it went south for a good long time. And never really recovered from that.
No,
I mean, it
no,
was he always
really.
Had kind of an agenda about us, and
we pretended to get along with him, and he pretended to get along with us.
For a while.
It helped, you know, with the company thing. And
right.
Here's what I still know about the guy. He is at some level of radio obscurity right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's very close to checking out. At least from when I've heard recent audio tape of him, he really sounds like a sick old man.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole rap is still, I'm the toughest man alive. Well, if you're so freaking tough, pick up the telephone. Promote your book. Let's talk about your Tupperware problem. Let's talk about Chris Matthews. Let's talk about how embarrassed he was. Sitting right there where Mike is, doing an interview with you, when you relieved yourself into the Tupperware.
That's what we were told.
Because you're an old man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you got something you want to throw back? Throw it back at me. Throw it back at me.
I believe, Donald, it's a no.
Crazy.
Well, the offer remains open. Offer remains open.
Good
for him.
I'd still take him over the other guy. I would. I'd take him in a minute over the other
O'Reilly?
Guy. Absolutely. Because he was a nut. And that was the part that I enjoyed. The fact that, you know,
an honest nut. I guess.
No, but,
honest
but
about
not,
his nuttiness.
No, but not really honest. Because,
no, not honest.
Because the whole...
Not honest, not
I mean,
for...
Yeah,
forget,
I guess he pretended to be something he wasn't.
Yeah, don't forget about the whole thing about, you know, hey, my fighting ring and when I learned how... And then meanwhile, you would watch him walking down the hall.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like someone dug up Bob Hope and attached strings and wires to him.
No, the honest part, I'm not sure. The nut part, I believe, was spot on.
But we've never seen a tinier red sport jacket.
All right, so anyway, no Liddy tomorrow.
Okay.
But it ain't because, you know, we're backing out. So if he still, does he still have a show? So it's ESL's radio show, right?
It says so on the book jacket.
All right, well, then, you know, someone should call him on his radio show if he's still got one. And now they tell me that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him how come he's not going to do the interview.
This wouldn't be what I choose to do.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
God knows, you know, I mean, even since he's departed, say what you will about
the radio station or the earth?
The station. Say what you will about our careers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were on in New York and we were on in Philadelphia and it didn't work out. But at least we had a shot. Unlike you, old man. And I I'm like an elephant in this regard. Don't think that I didn't get the reports, you know, that after the guy got fired from Westwood One and from CBS and had to go work for whatever little pissant company it is now that syndicates the show, which makes our syndication deal look like Howard Stern's.
Mm-hmm.
He would get on and go, yeah, well, those two guys, they failed again. Fail in New York, fail in Philadelphia. He's a big guy, full of big talk about us. Old man,
mm-hmm.
You tiny little sack.
I will not be joining you.
No, really?
No.
That's too bad because I was gonna hope that Rob could bring my godson Robert down. And we could have a contest. Because
oh, no.
I'm sure Roberts are bigger than yours, too.
Would you like to know the truth?
Yes.
They are the size of two sesame seeds. Seeds one would find on a bun.
So let's just throw out that gauntlet. G. Gordon Liddy,
yeah.
You're a gigantic pussy. You agreed to be on the show. Come on. Anything you want to say, say it, old man.
Say it.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Bring it on. We'll talk about those wonderful days defending the country at Coney Island.
Otherwise, we'll have to assume that you are a coward.
Oh, my. There
he is. And a man who does not live up to his promises.
Back at Fordham, they called me Tic Tac. They were small. Very, very small.
You know, man's
like
word.
Two toy soldiers' buttons.
Man's word is his bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you're a former, whatever it is that he claims he was.
Do you know what size they really are?
What size?
You remember the recent incident where Harry Whittington came upon our vice president and a tiny little piece of shot lodged near his heart?
The bug shot.
There's your size.
There it is.
There's your size, Buster.
All right, so that's the story on that.
Wow. Well,
I don't know what else we can do to prompt him into living up to his promise to be on the show.
His obligation.
Call him out the way you did.
And just say, you know, you're a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can say, he is a traitor to the show.
There you go. That's a good one. He'll hate that.
Yes. Yeah. I think he's a traitor. I think he's a traitor to mankind.
Here's another one.
Are you kidding me?
And an embarrassment to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. Yes, all the buttons are being pushed.
I mean, I know we kid about Rob, but seriously, I mean, like, mm-hmm. He's like one hair being combed another way from being Hitler. I mean, true or false, did he or did he or not on this radio station many times say, one of his dreams was to fly a
Messerschmitt for the Luftwaffe.
For the Fuhrer.
He listened to tapes of their airplane engines in his car.
Nazi planes.
Yeah, uh-huh. True stuff. Yeah, all real.
Crazy old man.
A little strange.
He goes off about his genitals.
He liked talking about that.
Yeah.
He didn't like being challenged, though.
No.
Some fat DJ might have bigger ones.
Didn't like it at all.
How about you, Libby? How about you?
Come along. It will be fun.
Tell me something. Here's the last thing I want to know, G. Gordon Liddy. Is she good at the pump? Is she good? Is it like a bicycle pump? Is it like one of those old-time things? You know that big, tall thing? That we
uh-huh.
Almost like they would use it in the cartoons to blow up the dynamite with.
That's it. That's it. I'm coming down. Why you? How dare you? What are you insinuating?
You know what I'm insinuating.
Because I need artificial stimuli.
Yeah, just come on the show.
Why,
come on the show like you said you would.
Don't worry, I won't.
What's his problem?
He didn't the last time.
No.
Hello.
He didn't do it 10 years ago. He's not going to do it now.
Hello, Donna. Mike, you need to sell the book, though.
Mm-hmm. I would think.
Who the hell would publish a book by him? I mean, really?
Cookie Press.
Is it a vanity publishing?
No, it's a real deal.
Cookie
real
deal? Crazy Press.
Hello, Donna.
Copyrighted feature.
Hello.
The Cookie Crazy Press is a copyrighted feature.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's Robert.
Yes, hello, Robert.
Don and Mike, been a long time friends of you guys. I'm 54 years old. I'm going to jump out the airplane with the Israeli Air Force.
Oh, yeah, that was another great Lydia's.
Yeah.
I know. I can't do it as good as Don does. But
no, as Mike does. Mike does.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mike.
But
thank you. Listen,
good memory. Though.
Here's another great thing to piss Lydia off. He announces that he's doing the show from Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So, like, he flies over there, and he's doing, at the time, what they call a network show.
Huh.
Okay? He's on, I ask you not, the worst quality cell phone you have ever heard. It's like, go to the smallest small market radio,
right,
where they've got a guy out at Bobby's Ford on Saturday, and the guy's out there, and the phone's like,
yeah, we got pony rides for the kids. And come on down to Route 7.
I mean, just, it was awful. So we start our show at 3 o'clock right away. I said to Mike, okay, here we go. Charlie. And Mike knows right away what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick up, we start the show, and Mike's on the telephone, and we say, where are you, Charlie?
I'm from Israel. I'm doing my show from Israel, Don. How are you doing from Israel?
Funny.
That set the old coot off, too.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I got mad about that. No sense of humor.
Nope, absolutely
not. Not when it came to us. No, it wasn't fun. But it was fun. It was actually a lot of fun. Yeah,
it was fun to be feuding with him.
Sure.
And I would have liked to have had him on the show one last time, you know, just to get everything out there. Yeah. And I mean that seriously, to give him whatever he wanted to say about us, which he obviously likes saying not only behind our backs, but on his, radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Say it here. Say it here at the place that you used to work at.
Sure.
Come on. It'll be a chance for you to be back on a station in D.C. that people actually listen to.
Well,
how many? Well, yeah. Well, no, they listen to our show.
That's true.
You know, how many people really even know you're still in radio, G. Gordon Liddy? We used to listen to you on WJFK.
I believe I saw a billboard somewhere. Somewhere. A long time ago.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, brother.
I left it near my fighting ring.
That's the other thing. Dude would wear this ring on his hand.
Right.
Fighting ring. Mm-hmm. Tearing fluff. Ripping flesh off your body.
But the thing is, you know, that granted maybe 30 years ago.
Okay. Maybe.
Looking at him now, like looking at Regis Philbin's hand, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, or Pat Summerall's hand, or John Madden's hand. I mean, it's big and old, age-spotted. And
do you know what my father told me years ago, Donald?
What's that, G?
You know what my father told me? Real heroes don't talk about it.
Right.
Simple as that. That says it all. World War II veteran himself, that's what he said.
Now listen.
Real heroes don't talk about it.
What you got to do is tell me where they found this. Okay?
I believe that's from his website.
Find out what the address is.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if this is photoshopped. I know we've all seen this before.
Right. Oh, we've had that around the
Lydia
the
Speedo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Because he's so virile.
Yeah. That's a long time ago, too. The mustache is bigger than the bathing suit.
Where's the shoe polish? I need to color my mustache.
There we are.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, join me aboard my cruise on the HMS Rotterdam as we sail off the coast of Somalia and grunt at pirates attacking the ship.
That was another great Liddy thing.
The Liddy cruise.
God damn, the guy would go on a cruise with his idiot listeners, and you would have to hear the commercial every single day. That, you know, don't forget, don't buy a ticket to be on this ship if you're not in his group, because you're not going to be able to come to his lecture.
Right.
Like, you're going to be in a cruise ship, and you want to hear this dick lecture you?
Join me for wonderful food, great ports of call, and, of course, my lectures.
My lectures.
I'll lecture you.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, love you in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Not man love, just love.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, listen to Liddy last week did an interview, and he was describing a medical condition he had a number of years back where his testicles blew up to the size of an orange. And the doctor had to drain them, so...
Yeah, that's kind of what he was
the modified
to here. Yeah,
that's
a fairy tale.
He actually said he had to have special pants tailored so that the left leg would be large enough to accommodate him.
Jesus. That's
not a joke.
And that's when we got going on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how can you not?
Right.
How can you not?
If you're talking about that.
First off, he's Mr. Magoo now, and he even was when he worked here.
Uh-huh.
Second off, in history, can you think of a bigger F-up
no.
than G. Gordon Liddy?
He's way up there.
I mean, I don't buy that he's a great American. Come on. Yeah. The guy had the simplest job in the world.
No, but we always thought, seriously, and this is the point that I always had.
Break into this building and steal these papers for Nixon.
He was a burglar.
Right.
He led a team of burglars.
He screwed that up.
To do something illegal. He screwed that up. Where was the war hero treatment? And that's what he got. He got from a lot of people honor and a privilege, sir.
He did that flag-waving thing.
But there was never...
Thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah. He interviewed a lot of war heroes. But, I mean, where was the...
You remember the one great thing that we always alluded to? One time, do you remember when Ken called us upstairs, old general manager?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Liddy. And apparently, where you draw the line with him, here was another one of the things that he didn't want. When he would talk about serving in WW2, the truth is, he was at Coney Island.
Right.
Okay, because as we all know, there's nothing the Japs wanted to take out more than the tilt-a-whirl at Coney Island.
Hot dogs fan.
Now, he's got some half-assed cockamamie story about how he had some problem with
some deferment, right?
Yeah, right. He's got some malady that made it impossible for him to strap on the gun and go kill all the krauts like he wanted to.
Right.
But he kept our country safe at Coney Island, and one day we got talking about, like, saving the tilt-a-whirl and the slalom toboggan that we go backwards and forwards, and we get the call.
I was gazing out on the Atlantic, and I noticed a U-boat had a bead on the Ferris wheel.
You know, we get a call to go to Ken's office. He says, hey, listen, it's not cool. Don't talk about Lydia at Coney Island.
We had fun. We had so much fun with that.
I think the last time we discussed Lydia is when he was on, what's the show with Mike Wallace's son? Chris Wallace on Fox Morning?
Yeah.
And that's when he shouted that Watergate had nothing to do with Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
It was about prostitution.
Right.
That's how a call girl rang.
Oh, that was his other thing that he spent lots of time talking about. And, you know, it's just a delusion.
I went to court and I won. I won!
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The guy's working here. Meanwhile, he's in some dispute with a neighbor about, like, a fence that's 3 inches on Liddy's property.
Right.
Liddy sues the effer and just comes in and announces to the bosses he's not going to be in doing a show because he's at the trial for this, at the trial for a guy who built a fence 3 inches over the property. So while they're playing the best of tapes, and if you think our best of is a joke, I mean, really, it's like non-existent.
Right is right, Donald.
Do you remember when you would hear on the telephone? You would hear, now let's get a live update from G. Gordon Liddy.
Well, I'm here at my courthouse with the man with the fence. It's going well. It's looking good for me.
I mean, there was more than one time that he was involved, like, in little people's court crap.
Well, he was in the thing with John Dean, too.
Right, that he couldn't let go, right, because he's such a freaking tough American hero.
Has to win. Has to be right.
Please, come on. Feeble old man. That's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what you are? You're a nice, you're a gentle little man. You're like Burgess Meredith. Bless his soul. You're like the penguin. Mm-hmm. He's just a harmless little man who can't control his bladder or bowels. Sad little man.
Won't be coming on this show.
Nope. No, he won't. Bad. No, he won't. If he had any balls, he would. Promise. Now, just to end this, and then we're going to move on.
Okay.
When you talk to his publicist,
right,
you outlined the fact of who we were and exactly what the deal was.
We have a past with Gordon. There's been good times. There have been bad times. But we'd like to have him on. And he said, I will check with him.
Uh-huh. And then what did he say when he called back?
He said, Gordon will do the show on Wednesday. And then today I find out it's a no-go.
Oh, dear.
It's a no-go.
No-go.
It's a no-go.
No, I've taken on 3 branches of the United States government. I can... No! The answer is no.
Nixon had nothing to do.
You're more than welcome to attend my next cruise and one of my next tours.
All right, we got a break.
Very good.
Not even told you about my weekend yet.
No, Brother Donald!
Get to that, but Mike, we are going to go off the menu when we come back.
God bless.
You know, I need that little fanfare, that little ding, 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 because, when we come back, and seriously, now no need for fake voices.
Uh-huh.
No need for listener help on this. When we come back.
Yes.
No, where's that the
cheesy one?
Yeah, the of course the cheesy one. It's got a
green label.
Here we go again. With the tapes.
Only if it was the system.
I think it says fanfare on it.
Yeah, it does.
And see, now I've waited. Once again,
I'm so frustrated, I'm going to wait for an electrical storm and tie myself to a tree.
Screwed up the moment. Yeah. God, who knows where it is. Rob will never find it.
I'll never find it.
We'll never find it. Anyway, spotlight on Sacramento, California.
Oh. Hello.
Oh,
nice.
Seriously, spotlight on Sacramento. Ah, there you go. Sacramento's best and brightest.
I'm excited.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you have a good President's Day?
I saw this this movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perfect century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah, Otto. Sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Thank you, Phil.
Your favorite asses, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was a tape from The Contender.
Great, I love that movie.
Great movie with Jeff Bridges and Joan Allen. Oh, and William Peterson from CSI's in that movie, too.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, what a great cast.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Okay.
There we go. That's Dr. Phil. He has not been president, to the best of my knowledge.
I'm going
to
jerk a knot in your tail.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
He has not. Now, we all had yesterday off for President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Spotlight on Sacramento.
Sactown.
Here we go now. We love Sacramento.
Yeah,
truly do. Blessed to be on there.
Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous following in that town.
Blessed to have great number one Arbitron ratings out there. And thank you again for that in Sacramento on KHTK.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
And now, shut up, Mike. Mike just gave like that Italian F you thing. A reason really to be proud, Sacramento.
This, to me, is pure Sacramento.
Three songwriters are in the middle of a very strange President's Day thing. They are writing 42 songs about our 42 presidents in 28 days.
That's nice.
You see, there are 28 days in February.
Right. So they've only got a few days left.
And they're writing a song about every president and from Sacramento. So how could we not have them on?
Well, how could we not celebrate them?
Let's welcome first with a guy named Christian. And, Christian, hi. And then a guy named Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
And then a guy named Jeff.
Good afternoon.
There we go. Okay, everybody's online now.
We've got all the collaborators.
We are.
Okay.
Who's the brains behind the operation? Who's the guy that said, hey, let's put some pride in Sacramento and write a song about every president in the month of February?
Oh, that would be Jeff Pitcher.
So, Jeff, you're here. And
as opposed to Jeff Catcher.
That's right.
Who's the lyricist?
Well, we're all writing our own songs, so...
Wait, hold on a second. You're all writing your own songs, so, and then you're putting them... Do you each have assigned different presidents? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we divided them up. I get the multiples of three, beginning with Jefferson, because my first name is Jefferson. And Christian started with Washington, and Matt started with Adams.
Now, do you when you guys get the songs, do you sing them together as a trio?
Well, that's the intent. Eventually, we're hoping to maybe get some a grant to record the stuff properly and put out a...
Of course. You're expecting to get a grant?
Oh, yeah.
Like a government grant? How much money you need for that?
Well, we figure if they can get grants for crucifixes and jars of urine, then you know, we're probably sure to get one.
Now, who is that? Is that Christian?
That's Christian.
All right.
Guys, do you have a song about a president that you've written that you can harmonize for us now?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have a song about George Washington that we were going to play, about George Washington. Okay. I don't know if you're aware of it, but George Washington did not, in fact, have wooden teeth. He had teeth made from his own human teeth and from the teeth of a hippopotamus. So I wrote a song about George Washington being afraid that the hippopotamus would come back for his teeth.
Now, will this have musical accompaniment, or will you be working a cappella?
No, I'm gonna sing it. This is Christian talking, and I'm gonna sing it and play guitar, and Jeff's going to play drums behind me as I play.
Wonderful. Very good. Wonderful. This is all at different locations.
Here we go. Sacramento. Spotlight on Sacramento.
And congratulations, Sacramento.
And here we go. George Washington.
At the first of everything in our situation, sir, to establish a precedent.
I like it. You can mock it all you want. I like it.
I've not said anything.
I can see you. You.
I forgot. Did he just sing Powdered Wig?
I heard Powdered Wig.
Oh, boy. I feel like I'm watching the movie Bob Roberts.
I heard Purple Headed.
Yes.
Distinctly heard Purple Headed.
Martha.
It sounds like I hear the beach in the background.
Yeah.
This is not exactly what I imagined. I imagined it would be like little commercial songs about how he, you know.
No.
I had imagined in my head
that it would
be like, you know, he didn't really cut down a cherry tree, but he made life good for you and me.
Yeah.
He's George Washington.
You were looking for more Mark Russell, more Capital Steps.
Uh-huh. If he was alive today, he'd do X at a rave. He freed all the slaves. He might have been gay. It's Honest Abe. That's right off the top of my head.
That's very good. How about this? Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I like that too.
Sort of R.E.M.-ish.
Do you think these guys really think that we're actually listening to this?
Not if they know our show. I got some bad news.
What's that, Mike?
He's lost me. Completely.
He had you.
He had me at the beginning, and now I'm just out of there.
What the hell is this?
It's George Washington, and we should be enjoying this one because we know George Washington. Look at all the other presidents. Yeah. I mean, seriously, who's going to dig a Millard Fillmore tune?
I might go for a good Andrew Jackson rockabilly.
Your favorite president.
Sing me a song of Taft.
Who's the fat one that they had to cut out of the bathtub?
Taft. William Howard Taft. Is this the album version?
Yes.
Imagine if you had to go to a concert where they're doing all 42.
Okay. You know what we're going to do?
What?
When they're done, we're just not going to... I'm just going to leave the microphones open. We're just not going to sing. I mean, there's nothing we can say.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? What happened? I don't know. I was listening. I think, either... We're on the air and we don't know it?
No. You are on the air.
You're on the air. We really don't have a lot to say.
That song...
you bastard!
That's us.
You fake musician.
What were you saying about...
the president.
What were you talking about? Something had a purple head.
Yeah, what was the purple head lyric?
That's the hippo, man.
Oh, the purple head of hippo. What about the powdered wigs? We heard a little of that, the powdered wigs.
Well, the idea is that George Washington told nothing but lies, right? But, I mean, you don't know if that's his sort of paranoia because he's having these nightmares about the hippopotamus coming.
Dudes.
So it says, he's talking to Congress, right? The first Congress with his powdered wigs and piggy eyes, right?
Right.
And the hippo is going to come and take his teeth back because why?
All right, how much weed are you guys smoking? I want to know that.
Guys, do you have one more that we could hear?
How about something contemporary president?
Like Clinton or JFK or LBJ or Nixon.
Maybe something from Matt, who we didn't hear from on that song.
I don't know, Matt, are you capable of playing right now or singing? Can you sing one?
No, not really.
Matt, I respect you. You strike me as the slacker of the group. Is that true?
No, a little bit. I'm about two songs behind these other guys. However, mine are that much better than theirs.
Christian or Jeff, do you have any contemporary presidents that you have?
Oh, we're not at the contemporary president.
Oh, so you're doing them chronologically. How brilliant is that?
Who would be the most contemporary president you have?
What are you up to?
Probably, Matthew's done a song about John F. Kennedy. I think we're through.
Please, JFK, one of our favorite presidents.
How about your song about the great John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
Well, I can describe it for you, but I'm in my my office conference room right now on the telephone.
Oh, Matt, sing it a cappella. This is your opportunity. You're on national radio, regional radio.
Is it Celine Dion-ish? Is it Beastie Boys-ish?
Is it a little like Dylan Folksy?
It's more folky, that one is, actually. It imagines the scenario.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear the description of it. You got to sing it. Can't you close the door to the conference room?
Well, kind of.
Go ahead, Matt. Close the door to the conference room.
Come on now. John F. Kennedy, I have to think, you're the greatest president of my lifetime.
Yeah. What did you guys like about him so much?
What did I like about him so much?
He was, the modern president who got the most tail.
And also, I mean, to be honest with you, he was Mr. Civil Rights. He's the guy that opened the door. In my humble estimation, that's what he will be most famous for.
Right.
Next to being shot in the head.
Right.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting...
Let's not have a real political discussion. Would you just sing the song?
Come on, Matt.
Please.
Just give it a lyric. We don't need the album version that Christian just gave us a minute ago. Just give us 10 seconds, 15 seconds
of it. Just sing it. What did you write about it?
I don't even remember the words or anything. I'm sorry, guys. You can listen to it.
You know, that is the mantra of the mantra of Sacramento.
That's the Sacramento
You have to understand. Like we've been writing a song every other day for the whole month.
Yes. You know what would be incorrect about that first statement?
We do a show every goddamn day.
We have to. All right, Christian, do you have any other song? Are there any other presidents that you have ready to go?
No, Jeff's sitting here with the guitar. I'm sure he can pull one out of his hat right now.
Jesus, okay, Jeff for
Jeff. Who do you got?
For God's sake, Jeff.
I will, I'll play one about Jefferson for you.
Okay.
All right, Tom Jefferson. Tommy J.
Tom Jefferson.
Tom Jefferson.
He was great.
So moving on up.
The phone down, and here we go.
A wonderful little fellow who lived in the house named Monticello.
Won't be that good, Mike.
Constitution
Thank
rock.
You. This is angst ridden again.
I have to tune the guitar.
Oh, for God's sake!
Come on, Mike.
Well, Christian
sorry.
Play my guitar, and he got there's an
that hair head. Trigger.
There's that hair trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. Did you ever call your girlfriend to find out if she's mad at you?
Yes, I did.
And?
Yes, I did.
So she is.
No, she's all right. Good.
What does that mean?
That was just a look that said, she's all right, I think. That little look that I gave you?
Right.
Hope so.
Well, blame me.
No.
I'll take it, blame.
She's fine.
What is... You know, these guys...
What is
just,
the sound of, like, seriously, of a... What are the things you put on your clock radios with the ocean?
The wind
white,
noise.
White
yeah,
noise.
White noise. Yeah.
These guys really should go into porno. They suck.
You can't even determine how bad they suck because you can't hear them. This is so... Sacramento.
No, I can't do this to our listeners.
What is that? Yeah, that whooshing
I can't,
sound.
I can't do this now.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
They said, I hit the bottom here, it says, they hope that after they're all done, all the songs will be available on a triple vinyl release.
Right, and
that's contemporary.
That'll be on nice. Pigs and Donkey Fly Records. Why don't you go ahead now, Rob? And,
very, very Sacramento.
That's you should be very proud of yourself, Sacramento.
Thank you very much for your time.
You know, when you can make the Capitol Steps sound better.
God.
First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosary.
You have a song ready to go, I would think.
I mean, what's the, you're like, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
That's what they do here in town.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness
Thank
to crappy
so
political
time.
Songs, how this town has the artists that do that.
Capitol Steps, Mark Russell.
Rob's asking how you think it went.
Went all right? All right.
I liked our President Bush duty song better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the President Bush marijuana song.
Yep.
Okay. Do we still have those songs? The Bush marijuana song and the duty song?
Mm-hmm.
Those are better songs.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Hold on, what's he doing?
What's he singing? What's happening, Ron?
Okay, we'll try to get that website mentioned if we have a chance. All right, thanks a lot.
They might have forfeited that.
Oh,
they really might have forfeited
that. Yeah, down the third
thanks
day,
very much.
If only they knew
we appreciate
song.
Your time. How do you think it went?
That's still my
it was
favorite.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
How do you think it went?
All right, well, you
I
have
think
a,
it
and good
sucked.
Luck with the triple vinyl release.
Sucked.
Right,
that's a typical
little
Sacramento.
They all thought it was cool.
Yeah, how about the guy, Matt? I'm in my conference room now, and I just don't think that I can. But I'll describe the song, and they cut, shut up.
And then when he tried to get serious, what did you guys like about JFK?
Uh-huh.
What did I like about JFK? Please.
There are a million things I liked about JFK, and he put us on the spot.
It's
a distraction.
There's a beautiful song about a president. Mm-hmm. Listen to this one. This is a touching song about our current president.
Let me talk about it, duty.
Why?
Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. I'm going to do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty. Duty.
That's a hit record.
Duty. Do our duty. Duty. Everybody. Duty. Do our duty.
Yeah, now that.
Right.
That's presidential.
Yeah.
Administration, they will never, ever fail.
All right,
God of my
president.
Who likes to shoot at quail?
All right, sorry.
All right, so enough of
those. Just made that one up.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Better than there.
Hello. Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to turn the mics back on. Hello, Don and Mike. You are on the air. Hello.
Holy cow. Hey, can I sing a song about one of your ex-interns?
Sure. Which intern?
Stimpy. I wrote it during your first show where you did the what do you call it? The song.
You know, I'm wondering whether you're going to get the song out. You haven't told me.
Okay, here it goes.
Now, do you remember Stimpy's the guy, good guy, worked here for a long time. His big thing was, that's BS.
That's BS!
Everything with him was bull ass. Right.
And he went on to become, like so many former interns, a firefighter.
He is a fireman.
Yeah.
In Detroit. All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay. Chris Stimpy, you fat SOB, give Don and Mike one last belch today. Your stomach's inflated with drinks carbonated. It rumbles and gurgles all day. Hey, Stimpy, you fat slob, do it for Buzz and Rob and the fans across the USA.
Yeah.
Well, where are you calling from, Sam? Where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
Senseless tragedy in the Bay.
Yeah, but taking advantage of those three singers in Sacramento was completely uncalled for. He deserved those bullets.
Dumb song about Stimpy.
Stimpy, bye bye.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wow.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question for Captain America.
Yes, sir.
Turn down your radio, please.
Mike?
Yes.
I was wondering, since the Olympics are still in Italy, if you had a chance to talk to your cousin Luigi.
No, have not had a chance to speak with Luigi. I guess I can announce it now. He regretfully has passed.
He has passed.
But he was from Torino.
You know who killed him? The FCC.
Yes. Yeah.
They killed him.
Yes. I believe the gun was held by Michael Powell.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
And his dad, Colin, was there.
Right.
Oh.
Colin.
Hey.
Cousin Luigi used to love to make all the little jokes about body parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately.
Bless his bologna smelling fingers.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a shame. We haven't heard from him. We believe he's been murdered.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Murdered by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Cousin Luigi.
On
hello.
I hear you, but I hear there's something going on between me and you.
Do you have a little dog in the background there?
Well, there was I can hear you better now.
Hold on. Is there a dog there? We heard a dog barking.
Yes.
What kind of dog? It sounds like a small dog. Is it a Lasso Apso?
Jack.
Bless you.
Gesundheit. I'm sorry. I'm allergic to idiots. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was just calling from Tampa. I'm like listening to the local radio show here, talk radio, and it just sucks so bad.
Thank you.
Oh, he misses it.
Thank you. Well, listen to us. Listen to us on the internet, and take care of that dog.
I think the dog needs to be walked.
Yeah, that's Shorty.
That Shorty, what type of dog is Shorty?
He's a Jack Russell.
Jack must be a very smart dog.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
Put him on.
You want to hear something really crazy here? Listen to this. He's next door to the dog next door. Listen to this. You still there?
Yeah, a lot of people have said to me, Don, what is it that you love about the Tampa area so much? You know, when I talked about how I'd like to relocate down there someday.
Say hello to one of your new neighbors.
I do love
Tampa. Yeah, well, I live out on St. Pete Beach, right down the
That's beach. Where I was going to buy a house, St. Pete Beach. God, I only pray you live on St. Pete Beach.
I live on St. Pete Beach, and like the sun's shining right now. It's about 76 or so.
Now who's smarter?
The water's calm. It's a beautiful thing. But I miss you guys down here. I'm in Tampa, and there's no. You guys aren't on.
Yeah, I know. You got to go to the computer. Go to our website. We got an internet feed now.
Have you ever written any songs?
Have I ever written any songs?
Don't worry about answering that,
sir. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye. My best to Cujo.
Say hi to the dog.
Hope you guys stay warm up there.
Thank you. Right. We'll try.
Hey, I'm drunk, by the way.
I know you are.
No?
And you're in 75-degree weather, and you're loaded, and the sun's shining.
What are you enjoying today?
Yeah.
What are you enjoying?
I'm enjoying vodka and this grape cranberry concoction.
Yeah. It's drinking your drink.
Very similar to my drink. Mm. Yeah, that's good. Those are good. Those are good on a nice, sunny day when you're just there with your Jack Russell Terrier, who's probably smarter than you are.
Well, it's like an IV, you know, that vodka just goes right into you.
Yeah, but that Jack Russell Terrier is getting ready for a nice peanut butter hors d'oeuvre, right?
Well, there's two of them. No, we're cooking fajitas.
I bet you are.
Cooking fajitas.
That's what they call them.
Jack Russell
fajitas.
All right. We got fajitas on the grill, and the dogs are all sniffing, and they're happy.
He's speaking in code right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know.
All right, see you later. Hey, hold on a second.
Hey, you guys come back to Tampa, please.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Hold on a second. Let me ask you something.
Just a second, sir. Hang on the line.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Who am I talking to?
This is Don and Mike, both of us. Now,
both of you guys. I love you guys. Radio God.
Let me ask you a question. I got a list here that Mike made about himself earlier in today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously were not listening.
Yeah, obviously.
Do you not want me to bring this on?
No, that's fine. Were you the deep breath?
No, your face was...
No, I got a thingy. That's another thing that made the weekend special.
Okay. As someone who didn't hear the beginning of the show today, normally we would penalize somebody for that, but you're in an area where we're not on the radio, so we'll let you know.
See, you don't get too many calls from Tampa, do you?
Oh, we get a lot of calls from Tampa. You know, the amazing thing is, for having absolutely no ratings, every person that listened calls and emails us almost every day.
People wigged out when we got taken off from Tampa.
You guys were just starting to get... to take off down here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Tell me. I'm going to say some.
Okay.
I'm going to say some things about Mike, and you tell me. What you tell me if you think they're true or false.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think Mike is paranoid, confident, pompous?
Pompous.
But not paranoid or confident.
Well, I think scratch confident, but a little paranoid too. A lot of paranoid actually.
Well, thanks a lot,
Well, it's just what you said.
Blow out the one confident that sounds nice. You know, choke on your own vodka.
So,
for God's sake, you drunk.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry, I brought.
Hope your dog drowns.
Okay, there
well,
you go.
Well.
Okay.
Well, that might have been my hair trigger.
How did it go with Carla when you called her during the commercial
scene? Fine. She's a kidder, you know. She's a kidder. Yeah, and so I said, did you hear any of that? She said, hear any of what? And I said, any of the show? She says, no, you know I don't listen. And now she's said that before sometimes and it's been true. And I went, and it was just more disappointment, and then she laughed and said, "No, I did hear that," and she's leaving this evening. So, you know, I didn't have any intention that would happen, but no, everything's fine. She seems fine. I think I'll probably get more detail on that when I get home tonight.
Sure.
But we then talked about American Idol, so it was seemed to be a good conversation.
All right, good.
That we were looking forward to watching that together.
Well, but you're really watching that because who likes that show?
She does.
No. You do.
Damn it.
You do.
Damn it, Jim. You caught me in a lie.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And then we have for combs his hair?
Or like, doesn't.
It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, I'd like to play a tape there. Well, that one had like a false start at the beginning.
Yeah, but nobody would have noticed that if we didn't point it out, because it was kind of almost a synthetic sound.
Let me let it reach you here.
More than six, but less than 12. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Vlogger. Let's try that one again.
Get out my leg!
There it is.
Get out my leg!
Get off my leg!
Get off my leg!
Get off my leg!
Get off my leg! Right. Buzz?
She wanted someone off her leg.
I think once again you want to hit
testing
that.
One, two, three. No, I think it's
I'm
okay.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I've noticed the microphone when we come back.
It's delightful, isn't it?
It's got that thing again.
Yes, where it cuts in and out.
We're not really sure what's going on both sides of the room.
I'm sure what's going on. It's we have crap for equipment.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
I'm sorry, Dr. Phil. I spoke out of turn.
Mike, you have issues.
Yeah, I know I do. Many
issues.
Are
you a prostitute?
No.
No, he's not a prostitute.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
You've been drinking today?
No.
You are in denial.
Maybe.
La 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 la.
That's more like it. I like that better than Dr. Phil talking to me. Sure.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
I know you are, Travis.
Who are you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right, but who are you?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Ah, okay.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Here's the weekend for me. And I hesitate to make more about this than I think that I may do.
Okay.
Okay? Sure. I'm hesitant to talk a lot about it.
Freely, yes.
Because there's some stuff that's private, and I talked about it last week, I don't know. Just bear with me when I tell you what happened over the weekend.
You felt weird about talking about it beforehand. You felt weird about going away. You still feel weird about talking about it right now.
So I'll tell you this, that I did have a great weekend.
Good.
Which I've not had for a very long time. You know, not to say I haven't had good moments along with the bad moments.
Right.
But did some stuff on Saturday that I had to do. And then this lady and I, Miss X, got in the car, and we went to the Poconos.
Ah!
To the Poconos.
Very nice.
So, you know, I thought, well, I've not been to the Poconos since we took Bart up there, and he was a little kid.
Right.
So we got up there, and really it was just so goddamn cold. It was like 2 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exaggerating about that. 2 degrees.
Still a lot of snow on the ground up there?
Yeah, and there was snow on the way up there.
Okay.
There was some snow squall and whatever the highway, Pennsylvania Turnpike, whatever. Like a 20-mile, rather a 20-car pileup that involved a snow squall. And it's a long drive to begin with. It was like a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, I was saying that's a haul to get up there.
So we were on the way up there, and we're doing fine, and it's she and I, and we're in the car, and we're talking, and things are cool, and then the backup happened, and she said, well, do you think we should stay with it? And I said, no, I think we should get off at the next exit, and what we should do is just try to find our way using the magic of OnStar.
Okay, yes. Just kind of wing it.
And this is where OnStar, I love OnStar, but sometimes they just frustrate me. I pull off the highway, I think is it Highway 81 in Pennsylvania? It's
yes,
80
it
or 81,
right.
Whatever it is, where they had this gigantic wreck. So we just get off at an exit.
So it's a log jam. There's just a total backup.
I mean, we've been sitting at one point for almost 40 minutes, and traffic's not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one thing I really like about this woman. She has at least for now it appears to be, because I realize, Mike.
Yes. Yes, the honeymoon, don't forget.
That eventually, you know, she's, whether it's her or if there is anybody else.
Right.
Eventually, whoever it is will never accept me the way that I am.
He will tire of you as a human being.
Yes, much like, you know, you have your issues, Buzz has his, God knows, Rob has
Not to say that the relationship wouldn't continue. It's
right.
Just the,
and, you know,
your happiness will be compromised.
And listen, Buzz, your microphone just did that thing again.
Jesus.
Again, I'm very lucky that this chick is not my girlfriend. I've made that very clear. There, I've got issues in my head still about...
Of course.
If it's the right time for me to... To use the word date is a loose thing to say.
Right.
But I like... Hey, boy, that microphone, Buzz.
I don't know what to do. What should I do? Do you want to... No, really give it a... You know who you need.
Hello?
You need the boy to go over there and give it a karate chop. Because, I mean, he's just great at pounding stuff. He really is. Ask Carrie.
What are you looking at on your computer?
Hit like right.
What's he looking at?
Porn on his computer.
Is he really looking at porn?
Some artwork.
Okay, may I call your board Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, Carrie.
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, God.
It's not well.
Not better.
Wow.
Any chance there's an engineer in the building?
It's Monday. I don't think so.
Ah, that's better.
That does. Well,
that's
for now.
Okay.
Open-handed.
Okay. That's right.
Open-handed.
With
or without the ring.
Look at Buzz right away. Get the mouse out. Did you get your porno back up on the computer?
No. I just closed whatever was open there. I don't know
what he saw.
What did he have on there?
Seriously. What did he have on there? What was he looking at?
No idea.
Topless shot.
What did he have?
Porn.
Did tasteful, he really?
Yeah, topless shot.
Tasteful artwork, perhaps.
Nothing Asian.
That is crazy.
Nothing you need to be pixelized.
Nothing
that
sick.
That is wonderful. You know, that almost reminds me of, who was the program director? Was it Smokey Rivers that, like, gave you a picture one time? So this is the audience you should be talking to?
That's what I'm envisioning. That's my audience.
That's what Buzz is.
An idiot gave me a picture of Madonna. Really, and said, this is the target audience. No. You know, you're talking to a woman like Madonna.
Sure.
Duh. Like the house frows that listen to our morning zoo show were Madonna. But his point was, you know, think of a woman.
Right.
Right, Smokey?
Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale,
you know,
like Madonna, you know?
Right, okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
So we're on the way up to the Poconos.
Right.
And it's been a good drive.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a little bit, listened to the radio a little bit. We've each taken our own phone calls. We get to this point where there's a gigantic backup. And I want to do something because I'm type A. Mm-hmm. And she's very passive because it's one of the, you know, it's the first time we've been in the car together going anywhere.
That's a kind of a test.
Mm-hmm. So... one thing that I found right away that I really like about this woman is that we noticed people were doing stupid stuff. Like, as people were trying to get on this the Interstate 81, they would get in the on-ramp, because we could see all this happening. We were not moving. So we see the traffic where people are getting in the on-ramp, and then when they would figure out, they'd get to a point where they see that it's nothing but backed up,
mm-hmm.
and that they have no chance. More than one person attempted to do a three-point turn, and at one point you had cars driving the wrong way
down the ramp.
On a ramp.
Wow.
Right.
You know, that's idiocy.
So what's great is I said something like, oh, those asses. And she said, God, they're huge asses.
Mm-hmm.
And right away we spent, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes just... let me just say, when you are simply picking people apart for sport, and I said this with Frida as well, there's no better way to pass the time.
True.
And if you're lucky enough to find someone, and I think maybe, you know, in this case, I found someone that I like, not nearly as much as Frida, but with possibilities, someone who deep inside, despite the fact that she appears to be a nice, sweet woman, could really be as just as cynical and as outwardly hostile as I am.
Wonderful.
I think she has the possibilities the same way that Frida had the possibilities.
Because that is a great way, especially when you're in a no-win situation in traffic. That's a delightful way to while away the hour.
So we get off the interstate, and we push the OnStar, and the guy is like, where are you at? And I'm like, well, excuse me, I'm not supposed to, you're supposed to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the GPS. He says, where do you want to be? I said, the Poconos, you know. And the guy says, Well, you'll have to get back on Interstate 81.
You know, and I said, there is a 20-car backup.
Right.
We've been sitting in this. And meanwhile, now, the whole time now, this is the only time that this lady even came close. And pissing off is not the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Irritating me. Now, we're still at that point where I'm on my best behavior.
Right.
She's on her best behavior. Mm-hmm. We're going away for the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going through whatever butt-scratch Pennsylvania mining, Tom Cruise, all the right things, the town we're going through. I mean, really.
All the right moves.
Yeah, all the right moves. Remember the movie where he's a high school football player?
Yeah, good movie, actually.
Okay, this is the town.
Right.
That we have gotten off the interstate to try to cut through.
Going through Allentown.
And we're lost, and the guy on the phone on the OnStar is no help, and she starts with this. She's, Powerball! Powerball! You know, I'm thinking to myself, I knew you better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'd be no Powerball stop. Powerball, look, there's a store right there.
I like her already. I like Powerball. Yeah. I would have gotten one if I'd had a chance.
Do you want me to buy you some? I said, no. Why don't you just take the $20 bill and rip it up and throw it out the window?
Lost, annoyed, and the car covered in coal dust.
Oh, come on. So I wait, and I'm on the phone with OnStar when she's in there getting the tickets, and she comes back out, and she says, you know, have you ever thought about what you would do with, you know, $350 million?
Right.
And we'd just been on the road long enough and it had been sitting in this bag, and I said, yeah, I would probably, you know, like, buy a bomb and blow up this section of Pennsylvania and make a goddamn highway that works and make an OnStar that works. And
what you do is you'd help Pennsylvania finish itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the state that's never been finished.
Still under construction.
Anyway, she was quite cool with that. Mm-hmm. And didn't get mad at that. And we laughed and finally found the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what was your total time getting up there?
Over 5 hours.
Right.
Over 5 hours.
Wow.
Now, when we get there, keep in mind I was in that car wreck a couple weeks ago, so I've still got the stitches in my head. They're almost dissolved, and my ribs are bruised, so there's not a chance that we're going to go skiing.
Right.
And we also are not going to get the room that has the champagne
mm-hmm.
glass
yeah, right.
hot tub.
Hot tub mm-hmm. yeah.
Just want a regular. So she's arranged all this. We get up there, and we go in the ski lodge. And, I mean, there are drunk people. It is President's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a New Jersey convention. Now, more than one drunk person.
Is that where they go to ski?
Yes.
Yeah.
More than one person from New Jersey
mm-hmm.
kept saying to me, as we were standing in this incredibly crowded freaking bar. And, you know, I feel like the biggest faggot on two wheels because I finally worked my way towards the front. And I have to say to the guy, I like a vanilla vodka. Now, I see it behind him.
Whiskey, straight up.
You know, I see it behind him.
Right.
You know, he's got it.
Oh.
But I'm having to yell it over the din of the thousand drunk skiers.
Sure.
You know, and he's saying, what? I'm like, vanilla vodka. You know, and I see him going for just regular, and I go, no, vanilla. Meanwhile, every Guido is coming up to me, and there was one guy in particular, I mentioned the guy, just drunk off his ass, like Joe Piscopo, awful teeth, like Dennis Murphy teeth, like dog teeth.
A little breath on you?
Didn't even notice. The right. guy's just got gold hanging around his neck, and he comes up, and he's the guy that started with, because I had on all this Packers stuff.
Right.
Like, you like the Packers? I said, no, the Packers suck. I was just like, I'm screwing with this
right.
guy.
I like the color green.
And one person, at one time, the person I'm with, Miss X is what we'll call her.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing there, and this guy is so drunk. He says, is that your girlfriend? And I said, you know, it's a weird thing. I don't know exactly how to explain it to you. And he said, well, is she with you? And I said, I purchased her just tonight. Buzz, you know what? I hear that goddamn microphone thing. It's driving me nuts.
I know, me too.
Now it's gone again.
It sounds fine.
Right.
Anyway, he says to me, the guy's so drunk. In that New Jersey, that's what they kept saying to me, it's Energy Week, which is why it's so crowded.
What's Energy Week?
Okay. More than one drunk idiot at the ski resort said to me, the reason it's so crowded is that it's Energy Week in New Jersey. there's no school and there's no work. So that you leave the state and you save energy in New Jersey.
Nice idea.
No, I don't believe this.
Why don't the other states adopt that policy?
I don't believe this. But I'm talking to this very drunk guy who's got the Chinese eyes, right? And how about the girl? I said, I bought her outside. Really? How much? I said, $10. Now, she's standing right there. She's laughing, right? She's playing along with it.
Right.
The guy says, he bought you for $10? She says, that's right. He bought me for $10. And then he said, come on now. You're effing with me.
He's that bomb.
He's that. And I said, friend, I'm telling you something. Now, and I said this with her standing right there.
Right.
Unfortunately, she's got a sense of humor. I said, take a look at her. I said, sure, she's attractive. But I'm telling you, I didn't feel like spending the $20. I said, you go outside, and they got a line. Like, they have four or five left. The guy says, I goes, where? Where did you fight? He bought you? I said, I rented her just for the night. I said, I pull him aside, and I go into his ear. I whisper, I go, dude, do you understand?
So he's not only drunk, but he's a little mildly retarded also.
I say, dude, it's not like she's a prostitute, okay? But I rented her. And it's so loud in the bar. Really, I'm going, dude, she's not a prostitute, but I rented her. So now at this point, he's just looking at her.
It's energy week.
He's looking at her.
Yo, yo, yo.
And she's playing along with us.
Hey, $10, I'm going outside.
She's doing pretty good with us. She says, yep, $10, that's all. And then he says, well, where were they again? And I said, you go right out here, and you go out front. Remember the area where you came
in?
So
he's getting drunky serious with you now.
Yeah, and then we stood there.
He's going to pursue this.
We stood there and watched him work his way through the crowd.
I don't see nobody.
I'm talking about like Sardine City.
Right.
Like going to a Who concert. It was so jammed.
And nobody was on the slopes, right? I mean, everybody was just packed in the bar.
Because it was 2 degrees outside.
Right.
But we stood inside and watched this dumb effer go out in his cheap leather jacket in 2 degree weather with the jacket open so that you could see the chest hair coming out of the top
of the chain.
We watched this Joe Piscopo with retarded teeth. Seriously.
Was he a rather muscular dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, muscle man?
Seriously, go outside this place. And we can only assume he asked.
Who wants to be rented for Energy Week?
We could not hear him because we were watching him from inside the ski resort. But he actually did go to the little security kiosk.
Well, you know, all right, where the you can rent? I'm a little drunk. He might be messing with me, but I got to check and ask.
So I said to her, I said, you know, this would be a cut. Let's cut our losses. Let's get out of here. There's too many drunk people here. Right. So we went. We had a nice dinner. Made fun of people.
Right.
Great. Just this is not the most romantic weekend that I could be describing.
It was fun.
It was perfect for me because we sat at dinner and just drank, and all we did was just cut people apart.
That's fun.
I mean, just like when they would come in right away, go, oh, losers. Check them out. Losers. Oh, Mr. Look at it. I said, no, oh, look, oh, pain in the ass coming in. Here we go. Penny Marshall coming at 2 o'clock. And other guy, I would crack her ass up. I'd say, okay, turn around right now and say hello to Mr. Eugene Levy. You know, and every once in a while, you get drunk enough, you start.
So you were at the, it's not like you were in Aspen, where the beautiful people congregate. At this,
No, we were at the ugly people.
You were at the ugly convention?
We were at the ugly
The Energy
resort.
Week ugly convention. So, did you ever run into Joe again? Joe Piscopo?
As we were leaving,
right?
He had figured out by this time what was going on. We never figured out if he was truly mad or goofing around. But this place that we were at was so gigantic, like a 3-level log cabin,
right?
That we were up on the top, and as he came back in, all we saw was, and again, it's thousands of people crammed in. We just saw him pointing up, like, hey, you. I won't talk to you. I won't talk to you. But we couldn't figure out if it was like, I want to talk to you because that was a funny joke, or I want to talk to you. So I just pound my hand into your face.
Right. His buzz turns to rage.
Hey. So we go to the restaurant. We're making fun of people. God love her, she kills a bottle of wine by herself. At one point, we're talking about something that I think is actually pretty deep. We're talking about, like, the relationships that we've had and our circumstances, and she said, there's logs in the ceiling. You know, so that shows you what was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that right when she starts saying there's logs in the ceiling,
well, she was perhaps
time for
losing her a little bit.
Time for me to make the move.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said, let's go to the hotel.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, I've already made the great move. The hotel is right next to the restaurant. It's like one of these bed and breakfast places that I hate, one of these like log cabin places. But it's, you know, she selected it, so it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
As we left the hotel, after we dropped our bags off to have a dinner, I said, leave your coat. It's not that cold. The restaurant's right next door. Well, it turns out the restaurant was not right next door.
Right.
And it was, I'm not kidding you, 2 freaking degrees.
Was the coat in like a coat check type of place? Or?
No, the coat was in our room.
Oh, in the room. Oh, you said, oh, go to the restaurant so from the room.
What we did was we checked into the hotel. Then I said, let's go have dinner. And I said to her, why are we creating these jackets around? Look, we can see the rest. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Walk outside. 2 degrees. Come on. We get outside. I swear to God, I'm one step away. Thank God she caught me on this ice.
Right.
Because I'm just such a retard.
Oh, so it's like it ends up you're in a snowdrift.
First off, I'm like, I can't believe it's cold. Whoa! So I thought I had totally screwed up any chance for anything to happen.
Yeah, by injuring yourself.
But nothing happened.
Good.
We had dinner.
It was a nice dinner.
Nice dinner.
Both had a few cocktails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got back to the room. Now, tell me if she's not cool. She opened up her bag. She said, I brought a couple of things. Now, I'm thinking.
What?
You know,
we're all sitting up here.
I ain't Mike. You know, I'm thinking right away, I ain't Mike. I
yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm not into a strap on.
Yeah, that didn't, and unfortunately, it didn't work out for me this weekend.
Oh. As it turns out, she said, I brought you 2 things. This is for the bathroom. It was a nice big can of Febreze. You know? Uh-huh. And
as a joke, that's funny.
And also about 80 of those breath strips.
That's wonderful.
For the morning after.
That's hysterical.
Brilliant.
For the morning
that's
after.
That's very funny. That must have lightened the mood.
That tremendously, yes, it did.
That lightened the mood.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Ooh. And I know I discussed this a lot on the show on Friday. Going into the bathroom and dropping the kids off at the pool,
mm-hmm.
as it turns out, not a problem.
Did you that evening or did you in the next morning?
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday
regular
morning.
As rain.
Sunday morning, and I mean that there was the fan that was.
Did you take the advice, the number one, the prime directive?
No.
You didn't flush while in the air?
I did not. Because, Mike, I can say this. I have some control of my sphincter muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing my business, I have a unique talent, as I discovered, to keep all of the gas inside of me.
It's not the gas.
Well, the fart bubbles.
Well, that, but I mean, it was just, it's the courtesy. So after a while you...
No, what I
mean
is...
It was a quick flush, right?
No. Here's the thing. I sat down. I thought, now, God, how do I do this?
It's not easy.
Not easy under the new constraints.
I sat down and I thought, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And I know that there's a chance first thing in the morning.
Is this early? Were you on the same schedule that you normally are?
6:15.
6:15.
Up and in the bathroom on Sunday morning. So I went in and managed to drop the kids off.
Uh-huh.
No noise, no appreciable noise.
Good.
Now, keep in mind, the whole time inside is like the world's biggest fart that's just waiting to come out. And what happens is I come out of the bathroom, and she doesn't say anything to me. You're like, hey, I didn't hear you fart. It's not even a topic that we're discussing.
Did you use the Febreze?
I did not.
Oh, good.
Right. I did not because I didn't leave a stink of it.
Oh, you're so good. So everything happened in short order.
So the problem is now I go back and there is there's some spooning.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's and the problem is that I can't tell her this, but the more that she wants to spoon, and I'm enjoying it because I've had no physical contact and I'm finally feeling close to somebody.
Right.
The thing is, I feel that if she pushes on my stomach just one more tenth,
you're going to blow a hole in the wall.
Yes, that there's just, there's going to be, it's going to be like Hiroshima coming out of the back of my Levi's.
Yeah.
I mean, or in this case, my underpants. You know, there were no pants on. So I am just, I mean, imagine this if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thrilled that I'm there.
Right.
We had some lovely relations the night before. Then we had some more lovely relations. But the whole time that we had the lovely relations in the morning, I was not, you know, she, let me just say this. I'm sure she thinks I am a better lover than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really was able to last.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I was really able to last was I was deadly afraid of the elephant horn going off. Now, so this is going on, and she's like, you know, without being...
And that taboo lasts well into relationships. Yeah. Would you not agree?
Yes.
That might be a permanent taboo that you don't do that when you're in the middle of that.
Right. Now, once, you know, so things get moving and, you know, blah, 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 and it's like it's more than 30 seconds, and mm-hmm. and fortunately nothing happens. And I mean, nothing happens like, you know, a fart.
Bad.
We get done, and she's, oh, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom and wash up. And I'm like, phew,
yeah.
Thank God. She goes in the bathroom. She shuts the door.
You're clear.
She turns on the fan. I turn on the TV.
Ah, good.
It's Good Morning America. I turn it up to volume 24.
Good
only goes
on a volume of 25.
Only goes to volume 25. I'm not kidding.
I know it
I'm
does.
Not kidding. So she's in the bathroom. I hear the water go on, like she's washing her face.
Right.
I bury myself underneath the covers, and I hear from the bathroom, wow.
She heard you?
That's really something. I imagine they heard me in Pennsylvania. I mean, throughout the state, in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh.
The sliding glass door
Granted,
moves
in
open 2 inches, the door Wilkes-Barre, pops open.
You know,
although those paintings that are nailed on the wall, they all fall off.
So I had worked very carefully about controlling this.
Right.
And as it turns out, it wasn't as bad as I made it out. But
kind of an icebreaker, literally.
But because there was so much pressure put on my intestine and pressure put on me psychologically, don't forget, the biggest sexual organ you have is your brain.
Right? Absolutely.
So the whole time it's like, and then what's cool about her is that when she came out, I said, you know, God, you don't even know. I had the whole time that was great, but I mean, I had to fart so bad. And then I realized, I said, God, I'm really going to screw it up with you. I said, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't tell you this stuff that I was going to fart. And then, you know, how sweet is this girl? It would have been fine if you farted. I said, now you're lying.
Yeah.
You know, don't lie.
That might be said, but it's still probably too early to do that.
Yeah. Don't lie.
That's a Curtis.
And then it was the drive home. I mean, there are more details that I don't feel comfortable sharing with you now.
Jesus, I mean, well, you shared a hell of an intimate one right there.
Yeah.
You know, talking about your, you know, blowing a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense. And your drive back was nicer than your drive up, I suppose.
Yes, it was.
Good.
Yes, it was. And
so it was everything you expected, and it wasn't bad, but it went
better. And her, and
more.
She's nice, but as everybody is now quizzing me, I'm gonna slow down on the talk about this because you know, God knows she's tired of hearing me lecture her about, you know, I'm not sure what's going on.
No,
I'm
you know,
sure
don't what, I mean, do that. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, and she probably understands.
I mean,
that, right?
I'm even finding, you know, with my family members,
mm-hmm.
you know, that everybody is suddenly, you know, very curious. You know,
uh-huh.
what are you doing? You know, a good example would be my son, who mm-hmm. wanted to know what was going on. I mean, we'd had discussion, but
right.
he wanted to know, so I started to tell him, and then as soon as I told him, he said, oh, I don't want to know.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
that's right.
And
sure.
his whole thing is, you know, Dad, is this your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, Jesus Christ. And I don't mean any offense to her if she's listening.
Yeah.
I said, no, Bart, I have no idea what I'm doing. He said, okay, well, then just tell me, you know, if it ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know if I was involved with somebody they all want to know. And what I feel like telling them all is just listen to the radio.
Yeah.
But I know that that's... That's just the biggest dick move of all.
But you'll kind of make people aware on your own time, right? I mean, that's it. You gotta play this one as it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure not a lot of manuals on this either, you know, to go through what you've gone through and to have this situation.
She's a nice, sweet woman. I'll tell you, she's got a great heart. And we spent more time probably discussing Frida than we did anything else. As weird as that sounds.
Well, I'm sure that's helpful for you, too.
To go away with someone else. You know, and we end up just talking about Frida, and I gotta watch myself because I would catch myself saying to her, "Oh, you know, hey, you know, I've heard that before, Frida."
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, you sound like Frida. Oh, you sound like Frida. Oh,
it sounds like you had a good weekend in spite of the energy week, which sticks in my mind.
Yeah, and if anybody out there knows anything about that,
I'm sure it's not BS because I mean, energy week is.
It's got to be. These Guidos were so drunk.
But it wouldn't surprise me. They might have that as policy and shut down some of the schools.
Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Energy Week sounds like some schools have ski week. Mm-hmm. You know, some places in the country have hunting week, you know, where they close down the first week of hunting season. Right.
Anyway, that's it.
What are we doing, Virginia? Work.
So that's it. Pretty good weekend. It's been a while since I've been able to say that.
I know.
So I'm happy to say
good
that.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
And that's it.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Boy, oh boy. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure off me.
Sounds like it was a lot of pressure on your bowels.
Yes. Pressure everywhere, Mike.
Pressure everywhere.
And the one thing that I'll leave you with
is
that I know whether, you know, and she's tired of me saying this. You know, you're not my girlfriend. I'm not ready for a relationship, but I know, especially after hearing, like, you talk about Carla today.
Yes.
And Buzz talk about his hatred of the kids in the pool and everything else.
The bowl of children.
I know that as sweet as this woman is, that eventually, I was already going through my mind yesterday, you know, wondering, you know, it's a 5-hour drive. And there were times when there would be no conversation.
Right.
The song would be on, she'd be reading. And
right.
You know, I wonder how long this will last.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I think, and I don't mean like how long a relationship will last. It's just how long am I going to be the king of my world?
Right.
With somebody else.
Sure.
Not long, I imagine.
Well, don't look at it that way.
To you.
So for now, I'm looking forward to it.
That's good.
So for now, it seems to be it's my way or the highway.
That's a good thing.
Right?
Good. Yes. Yes. No, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
No, what? Say it.
No, because it would be wrong and it wouldn't be right.
I don't care.
No, it's fun. You're at that great stage as mine is winding down. That is a joke.
Okay.
Carla, that's a joke. I love it.
Got a break?
Enjoy.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Don.
You like Grandma Glade?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what? No f***ing Didi now?
Hey.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing Didi. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Pigs love mud, and you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos.
Hi, Furio.
I never listen to you. Thank Goodbye. You.
Goodbye. We've, nice seeing you up at the Poconos. We got a couple seconds before we go to Buzz.
Uh-huh.
I will entertain anybody's calls about what happened with this woman during this very short break. Otherwise, that's going to be, it's going to be a closed topic.
Closed issue.
Meaning all you guys on the phone.
Right.
The Sopranos. We didn't talk about this.
When do we get it?
Goddamn, let me just, I'll tell you, March 12th, and goddamn if they've not sucked me in.
How? Yeah. What'd they do?
All they did was start showing promos for the new season.
See, I haven't seen any yet.
Like, have you seen Tony in bed with Carm?
No.
No.
Yeah. Have you seen them, like, making their pact that they belong together and
no.
She really believes in everything that he does?
Don't you agree you would be sucked in anyway because there is so little out there. I mean, there hasn't been anything, certainly not anything on, on HBO shows, that type of thing.
Is it on Sundays again?
Yeah.
Did they say?
I know that I had screamed, you know, I'm not going to watch it. It's not been on for 3 years. All I know is that I saw it on
You
HBO.
Can only boycott so many shows, Don.
Saw
right.
a couple of things.
Right.
Ooh, love that.
What's exciting is that it's on only 4 short days after my birthday.
Ah, good way to keep track.
Rob, get out of here, Robbie.
Hey, all right. Hey, I got another magazine.
Another,
Rob sent me magazines a year ago. At got least. Me subscriptions to magazines, and I go, is one of them ESPN?
Yeah.
You don't remember.
I don't remember. I thought they were all motorcycle magazines.
I'm starting to get Rob's magazines from a year ago.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Christmas present, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. From not this past Christmas,
a year ago. You're welcome.
He's on the Murphy plan. Call him Dennis Murphy.
Hey, I bought them on time. They're just a little lackluster in their delivery.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I'm just looking in the future, and I see you premising a proposal to this woman with, don't read too much into this.
Okay, that's why I said I'd just take a couple of phone calls.
Listen to your comment.
Just and see what you guys think.
Wouldn't that be great, though, seriously, if all proposals would be like that?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Don't read too much.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Don.
Yes.
You've been ordered by the president to release the gas.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Don, one reason Mike asked if you used the Febreze was usually we have an appreciable odor to a BM, and you're saying that there's just no remnants of any odor when you have
it's like a biscuit, sir. Uh-huh. It's like a biscuit.
No more odor than a hot biscuit.
I mean, I lucked out. I lucked out in that case. Also, I'll tell you one other thing that I found out about this gal.
Yeah.
That the name that I'd been calling her by, the name that I had known her by, actually is her middle name.
Huh.
And I found out her actual given name, which she doesn't go by.
Right.
And
right, now are you using that?
No, I screamed it.
Oh.
You're using the first name that she doesn't go by to everybody else?
Right. See, what happened was she had called me on Friday to say, when are we going to get together? Are we going to drive? And right. I said, well, hold on. You've never called me on this number before. Who is, that mentioned
right.
the name? And
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, that's my name.
Right.
I said, no, but she said, well, I go by my middle name. And I said, what about the other name? And she said, well, I'm not crazy about the other name. I mean, I'll tell you about it someday. I don't want to give out.
Someday you'll do. Of course, I know you don't want to do that. What I'm saying is that you prefer the first name to the second name. To the middle name, I should say.
It's more fun.
The middle name is
Blam.
It's a nice name, but it's
very
standard.
Kind of generic.
Mm-hmm.
First name has a little more exotic to it.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Once I found out that it bothered her. Like, let's say it was Gertrude, which it's
right.
not. It's not
right.
that. Right,
right, right.
Timey.
Let's say that I thought.
Then don't play the guessing game.
Let's say that I've thought all along that her name was I don't know, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I find out it's Gertrude.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she,
when we were at this place in the Poconos, I would.
Did it do it again?
Yeah, just a little. I would do stuff like even when we weren't surrounded by drunk New Jersey people, and
right.
nobody's ever called about that Energy Week thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would make a point of saying, God damn, Buzz, that microphone, I swear to Christ, is going to...
The news is coming
listen,
out.
Listen, either you got to come in here to say your mm-hmm and your little funny asides, or I'm just going to turn the microphone off.
All right.
So just get your ass in here.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Get Buzz, we got a chair. Let me get a chair for him.
Let's just move Buzz in here. Because I don't even know if you can pick up on that listening on the radio. It might not sound like a big deal, but when the little things that Buzz says... do really matter, even though I know a lot of you think I don't pay attention and Mike doesn't pay attention. It pisses me off. Buzz is over there with his aside, and his microphone is all left up in the newsroom.
Exactly. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How
buddy.
Are you?
Hi, buddy.
Need to sit right next to each other.
I was being silly. I pulled myself all over close to Buzz.
So anyway, what I would do with this gal was, like, at the hotel that we stayed at.
Right.
When we were in the lobby, I would let her get all the way across the lobby. And I would just go,
that's you.
Hey! Hey, Gertrude!
That's you.
You know, and she right away bit, and she... And then
that's good. Now I know you had a really good time. Right there. That is so you.
That is good.
That is so you.
I did. Also, let me see. How about that Daytona 500? We didn't mention that.
I woke up in time to give you an idea of the condition I was in on Saturday night.
Yes.
I woke up in time to see the end of it. Now, I'm not talking about completely woke up. I'm talking about I had the presence of mind, seriously, to raise my head up and, you know, I'd gotten up, gone to the bathroom, maybe gone to the computer.
The race started at 1:30.
Yeah. Yeah. What time did the race end?
11:06.
Yeah. That's when I really was functional.
And can I tell you what?
I was functional for the last part of that race, and I love me the Tony Stewart.
Yeah, me too. I love everything about it. Here's what I didn't dig about the Daytona 500, and you were obviously sleeping through this because it was early.
But, yeah, I just got the very end of it, and then I got the post game, which was fantastic because they're all pissed at each other.
The beginning was like a Super Bowl.
Right.
They had John Bon Jovi and Bon Jovi. And they're of course singing "It's My Life,"
yeah.
You know, like a NASCAR fan knows that
they don't do.
And the other thing that they do, which is just like the Super Bowl, is that they had people that obviously were not real NASCAR fans.
Yeah,
the people that they brought in specifically to be in their mosh pit, in their safe, clean, wholesome mosh pit. So you have the people wearing the Bon Jovi,
right,
NASGear merchandise, NASCAR merchandise,
right,
going, you know, "It's my life, it's now or never." And I found the whole thing to be distasteful.
Just a little too sanitized?
Yeah, it's like, this is NASCAR. I don't want to see Bon Jovi. Then you go to "Gentlemen, Start Your Engines."
You would think you'd have a country act for NASCAR.
So, for "Gentlemen, Start Your Engines," they say it's James Caan. So I think, cool, I like James Caan.
Sure.
James Caan apparently just stepped out of his coma to stand up. He had a look of disinterest on his face.
Right.
Here's exactly what it was like. They go, "Ladies and gentlemen, to bring the greatest spectacle in racing, it's Gentlemen, Start Your Engines."
Oh.
That is the level of enthusiasm that he has.
And it pissed you off because you thought that's quite an honor and he should have been a little bit more excited about it.
But I'm still not down on it. I'm still excited about the Daytona 500 until it's time for the checkered flag. But the first thing you got to do, or the green flag, the first thing you got to do is have the pace car drive everybody around.
Right.
Yeah, Jay Leno. Yeah.
No, he's in the pace car?
Yeah.
Is he talking?
Yes.
No!
Yes, he's got on...
Oh, to hell with that.
He's got on a helmet, he's got on the headset, and he's talking to the guys as he's driving the frigging pace car.
He's driving the pace car?
Yes.
Oh. Forget it.
It was a total whore out.
Oh, I cannot believe it. I do not total blame you a bit. Jesus Christ.
But a great race. Mm-hmm. I loved watching it.
Terrific finish, and I guess great moments during the race, too. A lot of bumping.
Yeah, lots of crashes. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Don, when you're laying in bed a-spooning and you're feeling something brewing.
You know, I was pretty proud of myself, actually. That, and she mentioned this to me the morning after. I'd obviously not slept with anybody, you know, I mean,
right,
for 25 years, other than Frida.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did pretty good to, like, not kick her in the head or something in the middle of the night in my sleep.
Congratulations.
That is good.
You should be proud of yourself.
She was happy about that, too.
No head kicking.
Right.
That's bad for a relationship.
No bruising.
Yeah. No apparent bruising.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
Oh, bear with me, Buzz. Hold on a second. Energy Week. Hold on a second. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
When I was little in school, it was called Energy Conservation Week.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got off a week for school, and they shut down most of the things. And as a little kid, I was, we couldn't wait for Energy Conservation Week.
But is it a true thing in New Jersey today, in 2006?
I believe so. Most of the states still do have it.
All right.
Mm. All right.
Not
thank
here.
You, my friend.
I don't think that guy was too drunk and stupid to be able to come up with that on his own.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Just ahead of your news.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. On our website today, Mike, the two remaining BGs are getting together to do a tribute for their dead brother.
That's Tito and...
And if you want to see how good
Nick,
right? If you want to see how good they're looking,
okay,
here's a picture of the two BGs who are alive.
Oh.
So check that out.
The one on the left... Now, I know that's Barry on the right, right?
Yes, and it's Morris.
Maurice?
Morris.
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 Robin.
You know, really?
Robin.
Oh, it's Robin. Oh,
Morris Harris.
Oh.
Morris.
Hard to
Morris
track.
Harris. So that's Robin Gibb? Harris. Robin Gibb, seriously, you know what he looks like he ought to be singing?
Smithers. yes, that's right. Well, I'm going to shut Springfield down. Also on our website today at dynamitewebsite.com in the picture section on today's steaming log, there's a new Paris Hilton sex tape.
There is.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And, this is the chick she's having sex with.
Oh, hello. Wow.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Wow. So that's on our website today. Sorry to put all that junk in one break.
Does it predate the last one, or is this after?
This is after the last one.
She's a naughty girl.
She sure is. And finally, you know, it's too bad Liddy's not going to be on the show tomorrow, because I wanted to mention this, a spotlight on the NRA.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I support the NRA.
You are the NRA.
Are you going shooting this evening? Isn't Tuesday night your regular night for
the
rain?
Right after the show, Mike. I'm going out there.
Of course.
So here we go. This is why we should be able to have guns in America.
Okay.
I swear to you, I'm behind the NRA.
I know you are.
This is from down in Marion County, Florida. There's a guy named Franklin Crow. Another guy named Ken Mathers. These are two guys in their late 50s. They live together.
Right.
They're not gay.
Right.
They're just two grumpy old men who are living together. As it turns out, they had a fight over the weekend.
Okay.
About which one of them was using the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
They kept running out of toilet paper.
Right.
They argued about it. Finally, Franklin went to the closet, pulled out his gun, shot his friend, and killed him. Over toilet paper.
The lovely.
That's right. The NRA.
Yes.
It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Remember, it's just like the bumper sticker I have on my car. Guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
That's right. Anyway, that's just kind of a... That's for Chuck Heston.
Yes. From my cold, dead hands. Or as he's saying right now, well, he's gone, isn't he? Is he gone?
No, he's not.
That's probably what he's saying right now.
Toilet green...
Buzz?
Yes.
Who's sitting in the studio with us now?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? And has also assumed a reclining position, which I find wonderful.
The chair just tilts this way. It's very comfortable.
See, Buzz is in here now because the other room sounds like crap.
He's over here now.
He's over here now. Buzz, what do you got for us on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Bin Laden makes like an old-time movie mobster. Is your TV weatherman hooked on smack? And...
Oh, hold on. Are we talking about Howard Bernstein? Absolutely.
No, these are other weathermen.
And?
Also tonight, how to keep your meat looking fresh.
What? Mike was...
Is mocking me.
Mike was... No,
he's,
Mike was...
Oh, he's doing a pantomime
Mike was
along
reading,
with my words.
Mike was reading your script.
Yes.
I love having him over here. What does it say, Mike? Really, what is it?
Bin Laden makes like an old movie mobster.
Uh-huh.
Is your TV weatherman hooked on smack?
Right.
And how to keep your meat looking fresh.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Nice. That was very...
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
It's always time for Buzz now.
Come visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Little Abba here. I'll play that for G. Pussy Liddy. GP Liddy. Who's decided he doesn't want to be on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, that sucks.
Buzz's news and comments tonight brought to you by children.
Lovely little children.
Try a bowl full today.
Children in pools. No. Uh-huh. Buzz brought to us by Cox Business Services.
Ah.
Providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local and long-distance phone, video data solutions, all-size businesses. Cox, COX, business. .com.
Right.
Mamma mia.
Na, 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 na.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Ever since
you're in the same room with us.
I am. Isn't that exciting?
You're normally in another room.
That's true. Between three layers of glass are usually between us.
A little colder over here, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, it's a little colder over here.
Left my jacket on.
I think it'll make your nose sharper.
I think it will. Let's see.
Let's find out.
Let us begin. Ever since grocery stores found out we don't like them to put bleach on fish and meat products to keep them fresh, they've been looking for new ways to get us to buy the stuff that's less than fresh. And now they've come up with the idea of pumping deadly carbon monoxide gas into the meat so it'll stay pink.
I've been bleaching for a long time.
I know you have. How's that working out?
Well, Miss X liked it.
Ah, very good.
I thought one thing when I saw this story in the newspaper, Food Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it also, it's incredibly gross because they had the pictures of the bad meat and then the exact same spoilage with the perfect-looking red meat. It was disgusting.
Yeah. And, well, they keep this carbon monoxide they're using now at what are deemed to be safe levels, but you won't find CO listed on the label. The controversy is over whether carbon monoxide-exposed meat should be labeled as such.
You know, it seems to me, Buzz, and I know that you got the story here. We all read it and saw it.
Right.
But if they're putting something in the meat to make it look fresher.
Right.
I get worried when what they're putting into the meat is something that I have to have an alarm in my house to let me
something
know.
Something Robert Young tried to use.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
end it all.
I mean, everybody has that now in the house, right?
Yeah.
You got the carbon monoxide
alarm.
Alerts.
Yeah, right.
That's the horrible thing. And then the second horrible thing is that this stuff will allow spoiled E. coli botulism meat to look perfectly edible.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Look perfectly fresh.
No.
Good news.
Now, butchers say that...
I didn't say topless.
No, not anymore. Butchers say the process is natural and doesn't need a label.
Yes. Saw Ruby Tuesdays ripping off your little Mikey.
Really?
Yeah.
They were, I mean, Lord, they got little tiny burgers? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, that's right.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think I could sue them, could I?
No, because it's kind of a White Castle thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be, boy, but if I could, that would be like me on a boat forever.
Hold on, and when it comes to food, here is our joke. Here's our expert.
Ruby's has had that for at least 6 months.
They just started the ads for it, though.
I know, but I had them like 6 months ago.
Ah.
How do they compare?
They're great.
How do they compare to Mike's?
They're great.
How do they compare to Mike's?
They're the same. Mike's are great, too.
No one's calling.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
That was Joe.
Nice that he stopped by.
Incredible!
There will be times I am simply silent.
No more words.
As Mike was saying, meat turns brown when it's exposed to oxygen. It doesn't mean the meat is old or bad. It just means it's brown. But your butcher knows you like the pink, not the brown.
Mm-hmm.
He says this costs his industry $1 billion a year in meat he has to discount and or throw away. You see, with meat, just because it's brown doesn't mean it's gone bad. Or
this is Robert DeMille, man.
Even if it's about meat to go bad.
There's some bad brown meat.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Since carbon monoxide can keep meat red for weeks and weeks, red could mean nothing. And there are more natural ways to keep meat from turning brown so quickly. One company uses the not-so-deadly herb known as rosemary to do this.
That was too gay.
But yeah, well, a little.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
But your butcher knows you judge him not by the content of his character, but by the color of his meat. Now, if you'll excuse him, he has to wait on the lady with the Botox.
Mm-hmm.
That weird minority among us who prefer Apple computers can now stop being so smug. The Apple operating system that was thought to be attack-proof isn't. Apple owners are now hearing about a second virus threat. The first came last week. It was named Leap A, or Oompa, and it spreads through instant messaging.
Oompa, Oompa, Loompa Dee Day.
The second virus out this week is called Inktana and spreads through the use of Bluetooth technology.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Because I noticed when you were telling us a story that there was some type of, like, anti-Apple thing there.
Yeah, no, it's just the only 10%.
Now, hold on.
All right.
Tell
not
me
really
why,
anti, but...
No. Tell me why this is.
What?
I'm considering buying a laptop or a new desktop.
Right.
And I looked at a Mac.
Uh-huh.
And... it's like when I went in the place to look at it,
right?
Even the guy in the place said to me, yeah, it's okay, but you know it's a Mac. You know, it's like,
wow.
Why? Why?
They're good computers.
Can somebody explain to me what's wrong with buying an Apple computer, with buying a Mac?
It's like bail.
Back in the dark ages when I had a Mac, my very first computer was a Mac, you know, and I early on found out that you just couldn't get any software for it.
Right.
That was it, and I don't know whether that's continued today.
It's like beta versus VHS. It's the better technology. Apple computers really are, but no one buys them, so it's not compatible with anything.
Well, they're making a big deal.
Yeah,
I saw a commercial.
Stuff now, though, that makes it compatible with other computers.
Well,
didn't
they just have a commercial come out where now they've got the Intel chip, they've got the Pentium processor in there?
That's right. The commercials have that dun-dun-dun-dun.
Still a completely different operating system, though, even though they're starting to use some of the same name-brand parts.
But why is there the perceived snobbery And I felt the same way, too. The only reason I even thought about buying an Apple computer was when I was in the store, it looked nice, and I liked my iPod.
Right.
And I thought, well, they know how to do one thing, right?
It's a fine product. But because only 10% of us buy Apple Macs for our computers, those 10% feel somehow, I get the impression, superior to the rest of us.
Oh, well, thank you. You've crystallized it. I will buy one on my way home tonight.
Good for you.
Because there's nothing I like better than that false sense of
superior,
feeling better than other people.
I know.
Thank you, Buzz.
So now Apple owners facing the second virus threat. Out this week, it's called Intana. The new virus is basically harmless, except that it provides a prototype for internet evildoers and inspires them to rise to the new challenge. Either way, Apple viruses are the new trend, and maybe one bad apple can spoil a whole bunch.
Huh? Hey, and if I'm not mistaken, isn't it really the answer to this whole thing? If you get an email with a file you don't know,
don't open it.
Yeah, I mean, I get them in, most of mine come in my bulk folder,
right.
And I don't even open them.
Away they go.
About four this week that says, click here to claim your $500 gift card.
And you would stay away from that the plague.
Like the plague.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good idea. And maybe lightning can strike twice in one place. Ask the guys on Storm Team 10 at WSLF-TV in Roanoke, Virginia. Not one but two of the weathermen on that station have been strung out on heroin this winter.
Oh, yeah!
And that's our story when we come back.
All right, Buzz, thank you. Be right back. You know, it's not just there either.
Yeah.
No? I happen to know that Bernstein's on the horse.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. That whole group over there.
Shut
kicked it, and then
Pan,
all of them, Neil, they're all on the horse.
I see Neil.
It's terrible.
That's sad.
McDermott. That's the other guy. You got that guy.
And who's the sports guy?
Haber.
Brett Cool Haber. Thank you, Buzz. Okay, we'll talk about
Weatherman on
Weather Guy on H. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a ball of blood. The Don and Mike Show.
Reverend Al, now here's Reverend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
I had your old button push when you were in the other room.
Yeah, I remember.
There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Not one, but two of the weathermen on the storm team at WSLS-TV in Roanoke, Virginia, have been strung out on heroin these past few months. One of them was just treated for an overdose. He's not coming back to work.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
The other guy...
Not booze, it's heroin.
Right.
I tell you, Jack, I ain't never been strung out on anything except weather.
Well, the other guy is coming back, although his forecast is partly present. Some days he'll be in court testifying against his pusher.
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
No, again, it's heroin.
This guy, the guy who's coming back, says he thinks he's mostly beaten his addiction. The two weathermen are
few of all the things on a newscast.
Of course.
I mean, well, you can't do anything on a local newscast.
Big Ranch. They have a lot of people that do what you want them to do.
There's the weatherman right there. How can you do it on heroin? I don't get it.
I don't know. I guess
you
it
got a brother. Down. He's no good, but he's your brother.
You know, here's my only reference point on heroin, which is John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Right.
He got pretty mellowed out.
Yes.
Had a pretty good high going.
Oh. Sure.
And even after Uma Thurman started to OD, until he drove the car into that dude's house, he was pretty under control.
Doing very well.
Yeah. I mean,
see, that's what the weather
was
on.
He was just mellow. Remember when they're sitting in the Root Boy Slim's bar, whatever?
Yep.
And he says, like, you know, a $5 milkshake.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
He takes a sip out of it. That is a great character.
I believe because he's on heroin. On the other hand, I've also seen Trainspotting.
Yeah,
I've seen that beautiful scene with the guy picking it up out of the toilet.
And it doesn't it usually just kind of make you sleep? Isn't it? It's a sleepy thing. It makes
very
you, like, puts
so.
You out. Right.
Some people who've used it say it's better than sex, but it's also, as you pointed out, highly addictive.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
It's not better than sex, it's different.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Buzz, there's some kids in here.
Yeah, like a bowl full of them. Hi, child.
Hello.
Hello, young one. Hi, kids. The two weathermen who are strung out are friends and neighbors as well as coworkers. The one who's coming, back to work has said something you don't often hear a weatherman say, quote, "I'm human and people make mistakes."
Yeah, all right.
If more airline luggage is being inspected than ever before, how is it the airlines are losing more luggage than ever? Last year was the worst year for lost baggage in 16 years. Combined, the airlines based here in the States lost 10,000 bags every day. 10,000 bags a day lost.
10,000.
That's amazing.
10,000 bags a day lost. I'm thinking now about when they had the biggest meeting. About the secretarial pool.
Yes, and yes. None of them. Yes, how many bags did they lose there?
We've lost. It's like that thing. We've lost all of them.
Yes, they're all gone.
They're all gone.
All of the controllers.
All the bags.
All the,
the airlines returned them 3 days later. That's the case with most of this luggage. It's not gone forever, just for a while.
Isn't that funny when you call a chick an old bag?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, look at that old bag.
Get out of here, you old bag.
The problem last year was 23% worse than the year before. 3.5 million bags lost. As a matter of fact, baggage inspection is one of the reasons more baggage got lost. Airline budget cuts are another reason. The worse off the airline, the greater the chance you'll never see that suitcase again.
That's why I'm flying Independence Air this weekend.
Delta, good for you.
Fly high, Don.
They didn't lose any bags at all last week. Delta, the worst offender, even lost a $150,000 show dog last week.
Oh, is that the one that was like running around the airport?
That's the one, yeah. And a couple of guys wearing Homeland Security baseball caps marched into a public library the other day and ordered everyone to not look at porn on the internet. One of the uniformed men...
Hey, now, hold on. When Rob went over to look at your studio today, this is not a joke, I swear to Christ. When Rob went over to see what was wrong with the microphone in Buzz's newsroom, what did he have on his computer?
Pornography!
That is unacceptable.
I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
Yeah. Where am I going to look at it? One of the uniformed men even took aside one of the library patrons for a little chat about what is and isn't appropriate. The librarian called the cops, and they took the Homeland Security guys away.
Now I'm running out of breath.
Turns out the men in the caps work for the Montgomery County, Maryland Homeland Security Department, just outside the nation's capital. That county office has an annual budget of over $3.5 million.
If any trouble starts around this jail, before anybody can get to you, you're going to get accidentally shot.
The man who runs that department calls the incident regrettable and unfortunate, and he's reassigned his two employees who found the nude pictures threatening. Presumably, the men get to keep their hats.
What?
Call him back to the bottle. Get drunk.
So they just send a couple of guys out to the library to tell people to stop watching porn?
I think these guys were acting on their own in the interest of our security.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
No, I really didn't.
We got a break, Buzz, when we come back.
When we come back, crooks are ugly.
Oh, now, did you make that up, or is that a real story?
Oh, it's a very real story.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
And don't forget, the show's on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your iPod, iTunes.com. Click on Talk Radio and you get our show right here. A nice big download every day. Once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You mentioned earlier that Paris Hilton has a new video out. Osama bin Laden has a new video out. And there's a curious video clip on the internet that NBC wants back. What's curious is that anyone would even bother to record Saturday Night Live as it is today. Even more curious that they would distribute it on the internet, and more curious still that it would become popular. Specifically, the download is a rap video sketch called Lazy Sunday, the one about cupcakes, Google Maps, and Christian author C.S. Lewis.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't seen the clip, but the show overall has not been good in recent years.
No, but you know, my kid was telling me something about another video podcast thing, the Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Something about, oh, Christ, it was... You'd think it was funny. It was about weed.
They're there, too. Yeah, I've heard about that one as well. Well, NBC is giving away this cupcake video on its website.
It's about the munchies.
Huh.
Is what it's about.
All right. Perfect companion to the cupcake video, which NBC is giving away on its website and selling for $2, also on iTunes. But NBC's lawyers are threatening to shut down unauthorized downloads of the clip because for the first time in decades, there's a chance Saturday Night Live will be considered funny. And finally... crooks are ugly.
Now, did you make this up, Buzz?
I swear to God, true story.
All right.
If you're not attractive enough to get a date for prom night, what's left to do but knock over a convenience store? And then, of course, the die is cast. That's the conclusion of a couple of economists quoted recently in the Washington Post. Their study shows that even average-looking people commit more crimes than the pretty ones. They studied 15,000 high school students and rated them. Still, they may be onto something. Earlier studies have shown that the good-looking among us get the better jobs and make more money.
I was mugged a long time ago, and he was gorgeous.
Really? Well, yeah. You were one of the lucky ones.
Real pretty guy.
Quoting a Miami...
It was a strap-on, right?
Yeah, it was, absolutely. Well, that was the other part.
Never forget that night.
I didn't mind.
Quoting a Miami bank robber, I'm too ugly to get a job. Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
Yeah. That's it. We got to fly, everybody. Back tomorrow with a new episode. Hopefully Buzz's room will be fixed by then. Uh-huh. And goddamn, I wish I could remember what that Saturday Night Live thing was. But,
it's about weed.
You know what? I'm in the phone book. Look me up and call me at home tonight, everybody.
Call you in the office.
Was it the Coneheads?
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Let's get scrabble.
Oh, yes. Now,
till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.